All right, then. Who likes to rock the party?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Hey, guys, I just found the most amazing thing online. It's about a 2-minute clip of Megan Fox. She's completely naked, reclining on a couch, and she's f***ing herself. Yeah, just download that puppy, put her on loop, and enjoy. The website address is www.
1, 2, 3, soccer sucks. 4, 5, 6, Mike's gay.
Psycho Mike, is that his name?
Yes, Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike. And I think he is Armenian, isn't he?
Why do you keep rewarding failure?
And now,
if you won't listen to my words, then listen to my dancing feet.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Come on. Come on.
What?
Wow.
How close was that?
Talking about
the, that how, was perfect timing is hear? What that was.
How much of the open did you hear? Your feature presentation?
Yes.
That's what you heard.
That was it. I was running down the hallway.
That was impressive. Listen, I give the boy props for timing. Come on.
Wow.
He opened up the mic and started the show on time.
You started a little early today.
Yes,
too,
you did. So. Thank you.
I mean, about 45 seconds.
That
but,
when look, you when you time yeah. it like I do, 45 seconds is a lifetime.
Absolutely.
What time are you leaving your house these days?
Oh, you know, 5 minutes before I'm supposed to be here.
It seems like it. Well, all right.
I was cutting it a little close even for me. But just saying something because I usually try and cut it close.
Right.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It would be Tuesday, the 10th of yes. March. Kapow, pow.
Oh, man, is there going to be some loving going on tonight?
Sure. We'll take your phone calls. Kevin Means What to Do Nephew for a Tuesday morning at 1-800-520-1067. Get any topic off your chest and on the air and win a Snuggie today, by the way. Still giving away the Snuggies.
Such a high-quality prize.
Nice.
Hey, I guess Mike has to leave, but apparently that Snuggie pub crawl that we were looking forward to apparently has still not been scheduled for Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, what a surprise.
Remember we talked to that girl who was requesting the pub crawl in L.A. where everybody gets together? I guess they're doing it in Chicago, they're doing it in San Diego, some other cities, but that's what they do is they go bar to bar in Snuggies.
Now, the Snuggie is just a blanket with arms, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so...
What do you mean, just a?
Well, no,
it's
but...
a blanket
let's say it's
with
a
arms.
Let's say it's the best product ever.
Okay.
I'll give you that, okay?
All
it
right.
isn't, but let's just say. Still, you're going to go on a pub crawl with that? You're going to go from bar to bar? I mean...
That's what they're doing, yeah.
Isn't it really just for laying around at home?
Personally, I would not be seen out of the house.
Yes, and how goofy, dorky do you have to be to get together with other people that have Snuggies?
Yeah,
I guess
go on
I guess
a pub
they
crawl.
The kind of people that enjoy a Snuggie have something in common that
they're like dorks.
Maybe,
well, maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Maybe that's why they're having trouble doing it in L.A. They just can't get people to volunteer.
We should do a pub crawl. That's a great idea. Everybody else that has a blanket like this, we all go and we all drink together. Really?
How'd you like to be the guy who came up with the Snuggie? And I'm sure he got mocked roundly by his coworkers. But how'd you like to be that guy, get him to make it, and now they've sold over 4 million of them in just a few short months?
I'd like to be that guy.
I would like to be that guy as well. Yeah.
I mean, clearly, America wanted a Snuggie, needed a Snuggie, didn't even know what a Snuggie was. But once they saw it, they said, oh, my God, I've got to have it.
Well, because regular blankets can slip and slide.
That's what
problem.
I understand.
And
that's
you get
the point.
Trapped.
And then you also get trapped underneath it. Your arms, if you want to do something, you get trapped with this slipping and sliding blanket.
Do you know how many times on the news I see people who die because they can't get up off the couch because they got a blanket on them? They just are stuck there forever, and if nobody comes over, they starve to death. I mean, it's just a fact that blankets are killers.
That is true. That is true. So anyway, we'll keep our eyes open, but if there's a pub crawl going on in Southern California, I think we have to do the right thing, which is to run them over.
Is that what
well,
we're going to do?
That's
not what we're talking about.
Mike, haven't you put together a rival gang for the Snuggies?
Poncho Patrol.
The Poncho Patrol will attack. They don't put up with this.
Not a lot of members in the Poncho Patrol, but we're tough.
And what are you going to do to the people in the Snuggies? You're just going to F them up?
No, we're going to kill them, I think.
No, I think that's a good plan.
I think they can protect themselves because they have arms.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not kill them, but they're going to see our kung fu.
You have kung fu, do you?
How many members do you have exactly?
It's Omar and I.
So just two.
It's Omar and I.
And maybe Dave, if they can talk him into it, but it doesn't seem like it so far.
No, there's a Clipper game tonight.
Yeah,
I
that's
can't
true.
Go.
Plus, Dave doesn't want to wear a poncho. He's fighting those stereotypes as hard as he
can. Too close to home.
But you know, is it a poncho and a sombrero? Isn't that the outfit of the Poncho Patrol?
Poncho Patrol wears a thick, bushy mustache, a sombrero, a poncho, and
rides a donkey.
A gun belt underneath it. Like a bullet belt. Yeah.
And rides a donkey that's painted to be a zebra. That's what they do. So anyway, we'll keep our eyes on that for you. Let's take some phone calls now. 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
Let's go to Sherry on line 2 in Westminster first. She could be the first caller in the history of What It Do who's calling to complain how lame the prize is that we're giving away for her calling for What It Do.
She's right, though. I'm with her. Sherry?
Hello. What It Do.
What It Do.
Is your name really spelled S-H-E-R-E-E?
Yeah, and it's Cherie.
Cherie.
Oh.
Yeah,
Cherie.
Sorry.
Ooh la la.
Well, why is it not C-H-E-R-I-E as Cherie should be spelled?
You have to talk to my dad. Mm. I don't know.
Can't
yeah.
Okay.
Well, basically, Snuggie is just a robe backwards minus the belt.
It's just a backwards robe. I agree.
Nope. Yeah. It's a super soft, thick, luxurious fleece with roomy, oversized sleeves that let you do what you want while still being totally wrapped in warmth. That's what
like
it is.
A robe.
That does not sound anything like a robe.
It turns out it's a robe.
Robe is all wrong because it's like when you put a shirt on backwards. It doesn't conform to your body. Same with a robe. If you put a robe on, it gets all bunched up by your neck, not the Snuggie.
Mm.
And I would think a robe is far more constricting than a Snuggie is. Mm-hmm. A Snuggie gives you that ease of movement underneath the blanket.
Exactly.
Buy a triple X.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Buy a triple X.
I guess you'd like us to just say thanks for calling and hang up. You don't even want your Snuggie, do you?
My mom really wants it, though.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see how that works.
Look at you.
All right. Hold on.
Well, technically, I guess you've won the Snuggie. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to get on the air. Let's try Michael in La Mirada on line 1. Oh, I think this is an update from Michael.
It is. Michael, good morning.
Yeah, what'd it do?
Michael's a guy that called us and told us that a girl in his math class was a stripper, and he just found out.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes. Hey, Michael. Yes.
So what's the update?
It was amazing. That it was the greatest day. Probably in recent time.
Wow.
Yes.
And what you're talking about is the follow-up was you were going to go to where she worked and actually see your classmate strip.
Yeah, you know the Vietnam War?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the opposite. It was great.
It was the opposite.
The opposite of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, well, tell us about it. I mean, did she see that you were there? Was it awkward for her to have somebody she knew in the crowd?
Oh, she made me feel totally comfortable, and she had all her friends, and I had like 5 girls just all up on me.
Wow!
And then I was, and all these guys were wondering why I had all these girls around me, and I was walking by, and this one guy said, "He's all. Why do you have so many girls around you? Are you a high roller or something?" I'm like, "No, I'm just huge."
Yes.
Okay. Great.
And then, and ironically though, like I was C-blocked
by who?
By my girlfriend. And not because I brought her, but the thing is, that it's not like in the way you would think. She got actually more lap dances than I did.
Yeah, that always happens, by the way.
And I was like, yeah.
Then, by the way, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, you should be able to enjoy that.
I guess.
Yeah, if you bring a cute girl to a strip club, they will dance for the cute girl way more than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true that.
And never that's the way it should be.
You're just an icky, grabby man.
Yeah, you're icky,
so,
Michael.
Have you had a class with her since you've seen her naked?
Yeah, I had it yesterday.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was cool. She was totally down. She didn't seem to have any problems at all, especially like since she was bringing all these girls to me, and I was...
Fantastic.
How about
that? Sounds like the perfect woman,
doesn't
she?
She's doing
the
right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman.
Sounds like it. Oh, strippers are the best. All right, thanks for the call, dude.
Thanks for the update.
I would do her in a minute with fudge and a cherry on top.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Let's go to Peter in Granada Hills. Good morning, Peter.
What to do, baby nephew?
What to do, Peter?
What's going on?
I think the Snuggie's a pretty good prize. I think Cherie, with her lame name... It's Cherie, and then you're E-E. I think you guys should send her a robe. Don't send her a Snuggie. Just send her a robe.
A robe and tell her to put it on backwards. That's a good call. Her mom won't know the difference.
I like that, Peter.
She won't know the difference.
That's a good call.
Once you get your Snuggie, will you consider the Snuggie pub crawl when it comes to L.A.?
No.
Sure. And, you know, I might even wear it as a robe when I get out of the shower.
Ooh.
Wow, you are.
Oh, that he's an outlaw. Better.
You're an outlaw. You play by your own rules.
I would do the pub crawl, not a problem.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, look out for the Poncho Patrol, man.
Poncho Patrol's going to take you down, so.
They're going to get their ass kicked.
Just be ready.
Wow,
it sounds like it's on now.
It is on.
It is on.
Yep, it's on. This is it.
Tell them, bring it.
Thanks for the call.
Oops.
I don't know what that was.
It was the wrong button. Yeah. It wasn't the correct button.
Kevin should not be allowed to touch any more buttons, Mike. Are you with me? This last 2 weeks has just been hell.
But the problem being is that, and I don't complain about this often, but there's a lot of buttons to push and keep track of and stuff like
but
that.
But how does Mike do it?
He doesn't.
Seems like he's
worse than I. Aren't you?
I do fine. What are you talking about?
So do I most of the time. It's
I agree. I mean, but why, I don't understand what your argument was. You said there's a lot of buttons and.
And I don't think Mike could run it better than me.
I'd like to put that to the test.
No, I
don't know how we would do that.
I don't want to test that because he'll probably win.
I just know that 99.9% of yeah, from this end, it seems like you hit it.
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
We missed that.
Cut out. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right. We have Tyler Labine in the studio.
Yeah.
Talking about the Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Funny fat guy is how we're describing him with the hair.
He's great.
He's
makes
Jack
it,
Black
so.
White.
Yeah, he is. He's very funny, though. So we're excited to have him. We have a porn star who's having trouble with the IRS.
Oh, no.
Aww.
And that's not right.
They're not making her cry, are they?
I believe they are.
Like, she's not already doing enough for America, by the way.
That's correct.
You got to come at her like this.
Janine Lindemuller is her name, so we're going to have her on the program today. The Pitbull of
not
comedy.
Not just a porn star, by the way. One of the best porn stars.
The Pitbull
one of the biggest names in porn.
Okay.
The Pitbull of comedy?
A woman that we...
Bobby Slayton will be in the studio.
Oh, we haven't seen Bobby in a long time.
We are going to give a little bit more detail on Jerry Seinfeld and the cast, having a reunion on Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
He's one of the co-creators. Tattoo Barbie on the program today. And Facebook is not private.
What?
People who found out things on Facebook that they didn't know before because somebody else was putting them up, one of which was Bean's friend.
Oh, yeah. That's a sad story.
That's not really how you want to break up a marriage.
Mm-mm.
I don't think. At least that's the way I'm working with it. And we're also going to give you tickets to the Depeche Mode show at the Hollywood Bowl and Jimmy Kimmel Live when they shut down Hollywood Boulevard.
Cool.
So that's coming up this morning as well. Ralph Showbiz Beat is coming up next.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is... Oh,
hey!
No? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 546.
Ralph Garman joins us for a Tuesday morning with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to Showbiz, how about I give away some tickets? This is a very special opportunity to go see a red carpet premiere of a motion picture that looks to be very funny to me. I Love You, Man. That's what it's called. It stars Paul Rudd and Jason Segel. It's in theaters March the 20th. However, you get to go to the red carpet premiere on March the 17th if you're lucky enough to be caller. Let's say the first five callers at 1-800-520-1067. You will score a four-pack of tickets. So you get to go and bring three friends and show off and show them how important you are that you're going to red carpet premieres, and they're not.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a problem on St. Patrick's Day night.
Oh, that's
four
right.
Four of our listeners.
It's March 17th.
Been at bars all day.
You will get loaded and then say to your friends, I love you, man, and you'll be at the movie. It'll all work out. It says here you can bring your friends and have a bromantic time, but I refuse to say that.
Yeah, you should refuse
bromantic.
To say that. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the bromance, that whole that phraseology that has been coined.
Sure is witty.
Just friends, that's all. They're just friends.
Dudes have been friends forever, and we never needed bromances before. Except for Psycho Mike.
But bro means men, and it rhymes with row.
I don't get you.
Oh.
Finally, we can all rejoice. Anne Heche is on the market again.
Oh, she broke up. After she broke up her marriage and the other dude's marriage, she's free again.
No, she's just officially divorced from Coley LaFoon, her husband.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
She's still dating Coley LaFoon, her husband.
Holy moly.
Dude, it's the greatest name ever.
It is.
Coley LaFoon.
Yeah, it is.
She's still dating that dude Men in Trees. Yeah, but finally their divorce is official.
Oh, okay.
So they've worked out the cash situation and who will get custody of their son, Homer.
No, come on.
Your son's name is Homer.
Wow.
Coley winds up with about $500,000 lump sum cash settlement. And half of all their community property, which includes about $700,000 worth of stocks and other assets. Who knew Anna Hayes totally was making that kind of coin, by the way?
He totally doesn't deserve, by the way.
Coley doesn't deserve that?
No.
Look, if he stayed with Anna Hayes for 5 years.
And she's crazy.
He should get sainthood as well as cash and a medal and a stack of delicious pancakes.
I'm just saying she earned all that money. He did very little to contribute, I bet.
We don't know, man. We don't know what goes on.
I repeat, he lived with Anne Heche for 5 years.
Yeah, I'm with Bean. That was his choice,
by the way.
What's that, Bean?
I say it doesn't sound too bad to me. I think
really? Anne Heche is a walk
hot
in the park, dude.
For starters,
yeah, she's a good time, right? When she's wandering she the desert like looking for spaceships, you think, "Hey, that's my kind of gal." Actually, that is your kind of gal.
That's true. Bean would love that. He'd go with her.
Freaking lunatic.
She finds the spaceship. I'm in. I want to go with her.
Misha Barton is also single. She broke up with her rocker boyfriend Luke Pritchard.
Ooh.
From the indie rock group The Kooks. She announced the split on her blog. Well, that's sweet. They're both 23. They've been dating since last December. Apparently, the relationship hit the rocks over a pregnancy scare. Misha swallowed an olive. And Luke thought she was having twins. Because she's scrawny.
She's very skinny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Is looking for a new boyfriend since breaking up with Travis McCoy. She says she doesn't care where you're from or what you do for a living if you want to be her man, but you must be a fan of roller coasters.
That's the one thing she demands?
Apparently so. She's a huge roller coaster fan, and she demands that in her mate.
Okay.
Katie's a little nuts, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, she recently asked on the red carpet at the Grammys, she asked Taylor Swift for a lock of her hair.
That because is strange.
I don't know why, Kevin.
Hmm.
She's a big fan of Taylor Swift's, apparently, and they met backstage. She asked her for a lock of her hair.
Hmm. All right. That's creepy.
And Taylor acquiesced and cut off a lock of her hair and gave it to Katy Perry.
Wow.
And Katy said, "Thank you, and I will tell all the reporters that I'm carrying it in a harp-shaped purse."
Hmm. Okay.
Sounds crazy. Like voodoo may be happening.
Voodoo. Bean goes to voodoo. I'm thinking lesbian obsession. Bean goes to voodoo.
You know how people are.
I'm thinking cloning.
I know how people are. Most of them aren't practicing voodoo.
You don't know, man.
Wait a minute. I know how people are, but I don't know?
Yeah, I can't be you both. Guys know, man.
I can't be both.
I'm thinking merkin.
Merkin? She's making a merkin?
Homemade merkin.
Making a blonde merkin for herself? Here, speaking of Bean, a lot of Bean news today. Yeah. Speaking of Bean, his people were out in force recently at the Fish reunion concert. Over the weekend in Hampton, Virginia. You know, Bean loves the fish.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Loves to get stoned, gets baked out there, and eats Bean falafel off a van. You know how he loves celery rolls.
Falafel off a van.
Split, Kevin, for about the last 5 years or so.
No!
That's a big deal, their reunion, yeah.
The only thing I know about fish is that it's hell when they're in Vegas, and you're there as well.
Yes.
Because
fish is, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know much about this band, but they are sort of Jerry Garcia-esque, Grateful Dead-ish.
Very much so, yes.
Right?
They are allergic to showers is all I know.
They're like the Dead Light?
Yes.
They are the patchouli people?
Yes.
Well, Kevin is kind of basing his perception of fish on the fans that he sees, and he totally is right. I can totally understand where he's coming from on that. The band themselves are actually clean and well-showered, and they make good music.
Well-showered. Why do they inspire that sort of hygienic...
I don't know.
Action in their fans.
Because their shows have a lot of prolonged kind of...
It's a jam band?
Atmospheric jamming and stuff like that, you know, very similar
but,
to the Dead.
But I think the question is, why can't you enjoy jam band music and still be hygienic?
If you look at the Dead, you say, yeah, I can see where their fans are dirty because look at Jerry Garcia. Look, you can smell him from here, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But if Fish is clean, why are their fans so filthy is what we're asking. Good
point. Thank you for coming tonight. Take a shower.
That's what they should say at the end of every show. Yes. Well, the reason I bring the story up is because the cops showed up this weekend at the Fish concert.
At the Fish concert?
Yeah. Turns out they confiscated $1.2 million worth of pot.
No.
At one concert.
That's
unbelievable.
The one weekend. Three concerts over a weekend in Hampton, Virginia. $1.2 million worth of weed.
Drugs. You got to have drugs.
That's bogus. I mean, come on. That's too easy.
Let's shoot a fish in a barrel, go to a fish concert looking for pot. $1.2 million worth.
that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Even for Lisa May, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, not for Lisa, but for most people.
Yeah. And more interesting music news. The NCAA has announced who will be performing at the Final Four in Detroit this year. Final Four, of course, the championship for NCAA basketball happens the weekend of April 3rd. And here's their lineup. Fergie, the Pussycat Dolls, Stained, Gavin DeGraw, and Gym Class Heroes. It's an eclectic group of musicians. Although I think they know their audience, because I think the guys will appreciate Pussycat Dolls.
Well, yeah, definitely. But, yeah. But Stained will put you to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. And lastly, U2 has announced, officially, the first group of shows for their global 360-degree tour. Yesterday's statement said that UT will be playing all stadiums, kicking off on June the 30th in Spain, in Barcelona.
Hey, what's the group that was from Scranton and made it big? Is that U2?
Yes.
Yeah. Originally from Scranton, PA.
I was at a thing with them last night, and they were saying they're going to do a stadium tour like no one's ever done it before.
Really?
Maybe that's
doing
at 360.
Small clubs?
No, they're doing it in huge arenas, but some kind of 360-degree technology or something that they've never... I don't know. Wow. They didn't.
See, my joke was if you did a stadium tour in small clubs, that'd be unlike anyone ever did a stadium tour.
That's
before.
True, yeah.
That'd be different.
Yeah.
Starts off June 30th in Barcelona.
Yes.
Barcelona!
I think they're going to play the Rose Bowl.
You weren't going to move until you heard that, were you?
I wasn't going to move until we brought it back.
Yeah.
Then they're zipping through Europe and the UK, and then they get to Chicago for a show on September 12th at Soldier Field, Rogers Center in Toronto on the 16th of September, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass., Giant Stadium in New Jersey on the 24th. So I don't know where they're playing here in L.A. Maybe
I think the Rose Bowl's a rumor.
Rose Bowl? Sounds cool. What were you doing at a thing with U2 last night, by the way?
Oh, you know.
You don't just gloss over that. I was at a thing with U2 last night, and Bono says to me, he's going to do stadium tours unlike they've ever been done before. And I was
Kevin
like, all
rolls
right,
deep,
buddy.
Ralph, yeah. You know that.
Okay. All right. Then I stopped by and hung out with the gym class heroes there at my house.
Nope.
And,
that didn't happen.
They babysit my kid.
I think Kevin's wife is a crazy U2 stalker fan.
Ah, there you go.
And that Kevin is required, if they're within 500 miles of L.A., to drive her to wherever they are.
That's accurate.
It's obligatory. Yeah.
But I like him, too.
You gotta love him,
cool.
too.
It's kind of cool.
I, last night, saw a motion picture, and it happens every once in a while, where you run across a small little film that is a perfect film.
Wow.
You don't find perfect films very often. Mm-hmm. Usually you see films, that was pretty good, but that thing there... This is a perfect film. Start to finish, perfect script, perfect casting, perfect acting, perfect film.
You saw Mall Cop?
Mall Cop. Paul Blart Mall Cop. No, it's called Sunshine Cleaning.
Oh,
and we'll be talking more
funny.
About it as it comes out, but it stars Amy Adams and Emily Blunt, who is damn near unrecognizable, pulling off a brilliant American accent. Steve Zahn, one of my favorite all-time actors, is in it as well. Alan Arkin, who is hilarious, sort of reprising the same kind of role he did in Little Miss Sunshine. It is. It's a perfect film.
That's where they clean up crime film. Scenes or
yes,
something?
Yeah. It's about two sisters who end up with a job where they go around as a crime scene cleanup crew, and they go in and have to... That's what they do for a living. And it's also a family drama comedy about the dysfunctional relationship they have with their father and stuff. But it's just a perfect little film.
Glad to hear it's
second.
I want a good movie.
Well, this is one of them. That's all I got to tell
Fantastic.
You. It is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. The new Kelly Clarkson CD, All I Ever Wanted, drops today, as does the new one from Taylor Hicks. A lot of American Idol people dropping their CDs today. His is called The Distance, which is about how far people who buy records can stay away from record stores when his CD comes out. Scream by Chris Cornell drops today, and Not Without a Fight by Newfound Glory on DVDs. Role Models with Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott
that
is available today.
That is a
today.
Funny movie.
Milk comes out on DVD if you want to see Sean Penn's Oscar-winning performance.
Not as funny.
Great film. Pinocchio, a remastered version from Disney, is available today. Rachel Getting Married, speaking of Oscar nods. Anne Hathaway was nominated for her performance in that. Transporter 3.
Jason Statham, yeah, he's in this movie. He was hanging on DVD.
Cadillac Records with Adrian Brody and Beyonce also available today. And Season 4 of The Girls Next Door and Season 12 of South Park available today on DVD. Today's celebrity birthdays... Chuck Norris is 69 years old today. Hey! Sharon Stone is 51. Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam turns 46. Timbaland is 37 years old today. He makes a great boot, by the way. I used to own a pair of those.
Not
really, were great. I used to hike all day long.
That's
my feet felt fresh. and solid pain-free.
That's not the producer.
Jerry Horton of Papa Roach is 34. Carrie Underwood from American Idol and from BS Country Music is 26 years old. Olivia Wilde from House.
Oh! Oh,
25 years old today. Get the bell ready. Get ready to moan, Psycho Mike. John Hamm from Mad Men celebrates his 38th birthday today. Oh, oh. He is beautiful. He is a beautiful man.
Stop that.
He is a beautiful man.
He is.
He's a... Psycho Mike just expressed himself.
He's making those noises
over
behind
Kevin's
me.
Back.
It scares me.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Never gets old, that one. Never gets old, you know?
Fresh as the day it was released in 1605.
Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 3 minutes after 6 o'clock.
We're the station, by the way, giving you tickets for Depeche Mode at the Hollywood Bowl and also a chance to see him with our friend Jimmy Kimmel on his TV show as they close down Hollywood Boulevard. So two chances to see Depeche Mode, your chance to win your tickets coming up next hour between 7 and 8 on the world-famous K-Rock. More controversy, by the way. This is supposed to be a great year for the Mattel company and their Barbie doll because it turned 50 this year. So it's getting all this press. But instead, there's a new controversy, Kevin, and there are stores that are probably not going to carry the new round of Barbie dolls.
Well, the new Barbie is tattooed Barbie. And apparently they're focusing on that, and it comes with a tattoo gun.
Wow, that's unexpected.
Yes.
From Barbie.
It doesn't seem like the normal thing, but they probably wanted to shake it up a little bit and update it.
Well, I mean, I guess you gotta make lots of different kinds of Barbies available to lots of different kinds of people. And there, you know, somewhere out there, there are little Kat Von D's who are all crazy about tattoos and just can't wait till they're 18 and they get to start getting them, right? So she comes with a tattoo gun and a set of body art stickers to be placed anywhere on her body. And apparently, they wash off and the kids can put them on themselves or put them on the Barbie. And a lot of parents are saying, look, that's not appropriate. That's not the direction I want to see my kids heading. So there is controversy.
Yeah. So the parents are complaining that the tattoo Barbie, blah, 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 blah. I'm not exactly sure I understand all that. But let's, we lined somebody up from the company, Carl Weiner from Mattel. He's the vice president of marketing and development.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Mr. Happy birthday, Barbie. Happy birthday.
Yep.
Yeah, 50.
We're celebrating here at Mattel. Happy birthday, Barbie.
So whose idea was it? Where did this come from? Is it market research? Was there a need for a tattoo doll? What's the story, Carl?
Well, Barbie's 50 years old. Mm-hmm. She's been around for a long time.
Right.
And we felt the need to pump up the image a little bit, freshen her up, giving her a new attitude for a new decade.
Okay.
And I think we've really succeeded with the tattoo Barbie. She seems to be going through the roof. People are very, very pleased. Now, except for the people who really hate it.
Yeah, are there a lot of groups that are complaining?
Some moms are complaining. Some parents are complaining. They're not happy with tattooed Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not happy with the fact that we include tattoos for the girls to put on as well.
Right.
So
right.
They can be just like Barbie. But we're about making kids happy, not about making parents happy. And the kids just seem to love it.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, kids love to play dress-up, and they love to do wacky things. And I don't understand. You have so many different Barbie dolls. If parents don't want to buy the tattoo Barbie, then buy one of the other Barbies.
That's what we're saying. And buy one of the new Barbies that we're coming out with this year besides tattooed Barbie.
Oh, that's not your only one?
We're expanding our line of modern-day Barbies, as we like to call them, right here around Mattel. And we think she's going to become a brand-new type of doll for a brand-new world.
Okay. Like what else?
We've got a single-mom stripper Barbie.
Oh, very nice.
How does Barbie take care of her kids? You know, how does she pay the rent when Ken leaves her high and dry? What does she do for
wow.
a living?
Okay.
So we've got Barbie's dream pole that she gets on there, and we've got tassels for the girls. You know, you buy Barbie stripper Barbie, and you also get tassels for yourself, so you can work on the pole yourself and develop your skills. Because let's face it, a lot of these girls who play with Barbie now will end up being strippers.
Well,
give them an educational toy as well as something that's fun.
Wow.
Now, what age, Carl, do you recommend the stripper pole and the tassels for the young girls?
Three. I don't know. Four. Whatever you got. What do you got?
It seems like you might get some more complaining is all we're saying.
How about CoCor Barbie? Think people will be happy with that?
Probably not.
It comes with Barbie,
mm-hmm.
And there's a little pump you push on her back, and she'll vacuum up almost anything you put in front of her. It's pretty amazing. She will, both orifices are just suction machines. We get, like bacon soda or powdered sugar in front of her. Just sucks it right up. And
that doesn't seem good.
Then you pay her.
That doesn't glamorize drug use. That couldn't be potentially dangerous for the kids.
No, because eventually when she's full, when the Coke or Barbie is full, her eyes cross and she does die. So it teaches you a lesson. She overdoses. She overdoses.
Wow.
And it's great for us because it's building obsolescence. You have to buy a new doll.
Sure.
Because you can't bring her back to life. let's see. Cougar Barbie is very popular with the girls.
Okay, 50.
I mean, let's say Barbie is 50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now she's out looking for, some younger boy toys.
Sure.
She will, if you get her close to Tickle Me Elmo, she'll pick them up. Very impressive, Cougar Barbie. Les Barbie. Let's face it, a lot of these girls are going to grow up to be dykes. There's just no way around.
That's an offensive word,
it's
sir.
About 10% of them, you got to figure, are going to end up looking at Barbie in a special way. You know what I'm saying?
And why can't they play too, right?
Right. So Les Barbie will, we'll go out there and pick up the Bratz dolls if you give her a chance.
I see.
And who wouldn't? I know I'd like to do the Bratz.
Yeah.
Sometimes you spend too much time with the toys, you gotta track.
You don't sound like the typical Mattel employee.
Yeah, it's a new world. Oh. It's a new time.
Okay.
It's a new day.
All right.
It's a new Barbie. Mm-hmm. Morning after pill Barbie, of course.
Oh.
you get Barbie, and she's got that worried look in her face because she didn't use birth control last night. So we give you a little box of candy. It's not real pills for
right.
the kids. But the little girls get to have, like, mints or something, and they take it so they don't get knocked up.
Wow.
Well, they got to learn about pregnancy scares at some point,
That's right?
So why not start them early?
And once they see the worried look on Barbie's face, maybe they'll think twice about using birth control, the night of instead of the morning after.
Well, that seems helpful.
And lastly, Octo Barbie is very popular. She's huge.
Right.
She's, like, twice the price of a regular Barbie because we use twice as much plastic.
Yeah.
And then you just pop her belly and eight little fetus Barbies come out.
Wow.
Very entertaining. And then we keep sending you a bill. You keep paying and paying and paying and paying for the rest of the lives of the fetuses.
Wow.
So
forever.
It's very, very realistic.
That does not seem positive.
It sounds to me like you're doing a lot of market research out there at Mattel. Well done, Carl.
Happy birthday, Barbie.
I'd just like to say that I've had an ass full of this Facebook. Yeah, I'm not even on Facebook, and I've had an ass full of it. Because it seems like that's all people do anymore. All the information that they get in their life is from Facebook now. Everything that they do and hear and know and see and talk about seems to be with their friends on Facebook now. It's like it's a social network, so automatically I'm out. Because anything that involves
social
or interacting with people, I'm out. But it's getting crazy. There's over 175 million active users on Facebook right now.
Oh, my God.
3.5 million new users signing on every day. And it can't be good when Dave and my wife spend all day talking to each other.
Yeah,
that can't be good for me, right?
That's because he's moving in. That's it's a whole different problem. He's using Facebook, but not, he could use anything he wanted. Phone.
Sure.
Email.
Text.
Doesn't make any difference.
Dave now knows stuff that's going on in my life minute to minute. I'll hear from Dave, and he'll be like, hey, I heard about this. And I used to ask, well, how'd you hear about that? It just happened. But now I know it's because he's got the constant pipeline to my wife on Facebook. And that's it. They're just talking all the time.
Dude, yesterday I poked Dave, and then he super poked me back. It was crazy.
I don't even know what that
means.
It
was outrageous.
I read it super poke one time.
Yeah.
But Facebook, because it is so ubiquitous, because it is everywhere, is now starting to make news quite a bit. And I guess you've got a story about someone who lost her job over Facebook, right?
Yeah, here's some of the audio.
I was literally sitting on my desk. I had nothing to do anyway. I was just sitting there kind of bored. I got pulled into the office, and there was another woman sitting there as well, like someone I worked with. And they just basically handed me the letter and said, I've seen your comments on Facebook. I don't want my company to have bad things said about it in the news and on public pages.
So they fired her. She's 16 years old. She went on Facebook and said, my job is boring. Now,
many, many times, I think. Oh, my God.
But she didn't mention the company name.
She didn't?
According to her, according to the news story that I have, she didn't.
Oh.
But so then they saw it because it turns out Facebook is not private.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And they fired her for it.
But look, even if she didn't mention the company name, she's obviously a disgruntled employee. She doesn't want to be there. She hates her job.
Right, but
so why would you want her there?
Well, I don't think this is the direction we want to go, where they check your online comments.
It's too late. We're there.
No, I know. Let's face it. Facebook is not private. It's actually public.
Right.
MySpace, same thing, people. Twitter, got news for you. You're going to Twitter the wrong thing and get fired.
Yeah.
Because people are now researching their employees online, and that's pretty, that seems crappy.
It does, but
You said you were bored. You're gone. Doesn't that seem crappy?
I guess you're right, because had it been 2 years ago, before this girl had a Facebook page, she would have turned to her coworker and she would have said, oh, I'm so bored today. And right. She certainly wouldn't have gotten fired for that.
Right.
But I guess because it was public. And by the way, we are going to be taking your calls about things that you found out on Facebook, things that you didn't know before. Maybe your friends, family, girlfriend, wife, husband, boyfriend. You saw something on the Facebook page that was news to you. And we got an amazing story to tell you about that in a minute. I'm also seeing more and more stories about, especially in high schools, student athletes who are being reprimanded, sometimes suspended, sometimes losing the losing a spot on the team because they have stuff on their Facebook page like them at a party with alcohol, for instance.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You share stuff like that, and all of a sudden, you know, you're basically inviting criticism.
Yeah. You have to be careful with photos, especially because, you know, anyone can get that and send it to who. So if you have enemies, you make it easy for them to sabotage you.
Sure.
Or just send stuff to your boss or whatever.
I've got a photo of Kevin trying to super poke Dave. If that gets out, oh, look out. So yesterday I hear about a couple that I know. My wife is really good friends with them. I've met them. But he announced to his wife at the same time he announced to everybody else that he's friends with on Facebook that he was going to divorce her. That was how, no joke, she found out about it. For the first time, was he changed his Facebook status to say, my wife needs to change her status to single because I'm through with her and we're getting a divorce.
Oh, no.
But they hadn't had discussions about it? They hadn't talked about it? It was a complete surprise to her?
Now, they had been having some trouble. There had been some fights going on, but there was no talk whatsoever of splitting up. And that is how she found out about it, because he was out of town or something like that. Who knows what he was doing when he thought, I better post this right now. But, she found out about it when he said that on Facebook. Is that unbelievable?
Hey, honey, what does this mean when you say I need to change my thing to single?
Status to single,
How come? Why? Divorce.
I have a girlfriend who was suspecting her boyfriend of cheating. Mm-hmm. She saw a photo of him and a woman he said was a sales sales associate of his. Mm-hmm. So she went on that woman's Facebook page, and there were... It was filled with pages with her pictures with her boyfriend and this woman doing all different kinds of things that she never knew about. Mm.
Super poking?
Yes, super poking.
Look, I understand the beauty of the internet, and I like email over personal interaction and over phone calls, so I understand that. But it just seems like something that's public, like a Facebook or a MySpace, is maybe not the substitution for...
Yeah.
Some conversations that ought to be had.
There are times, and it's funny too how we kind of have been learning this slowly. First it was email.
Right.
And you realize that the email's not private, and somebody can forward it to somebody else, or you can hit reply all and send to the wrong person, and you can get fired for what you write in an email. Now, we're learning everything that you do on the internet can be found. And you can be fired for stuff like this.
And you can't necessarily, there's companies now that you actually hire to clean up your internet presence.
Yeah.
So that the stuff doesn't follow you forever, because it could.
Yeah. So that's not good. Yeah. So if you found something out for the first time, it could be on MySpace or Facebook. Facebook is the huge one right now.
Yeah.
But you didn't know about it and somebody else was publicly writing about whatever. That just seems like a gut shot, you know?
That's pretty brutal.
Oh, my husband says I should change my profile to single. Oh, that sucks.
That is mean. Yeah,
that's just cruel.
Yeah.
I mean, and especially if he's writing it for their friends. I'm sure.
Obviously.
I'm sure his friends are their friends.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to say, that's the other thing that he did. At the same time that he announced that he was divorcing her, he defriended all of her friends on his Facebook page.
Wow. That guy's a prize.
Is he 10?
Yes. I don't know what the
deal
is.
Yes is the answer to that.
And she's a hot Russian chick, too, by the way. Former model. Hot Russian chick.
Mail order bride?
Was his last name Lycus?
No. But good times, man. So,
wow.
So Facebook, words that hurt and harm, I guess, is what
that's what we're talking about. Yeah. If you ran into something that was a complete shock to you, or you got fired for something you put on Facebook, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067, and we'll take your calls next.
So you find out on Facebook that you're about to get a divorce. That's what we're talking about here this morning at 1-800-520-1067. Lisa has friends who have seen photos that indicate an affair. Mm-hmm. Facebook is not private, I think, is the message that we're learning here today. And we're looking for your calls at 1-800-520-1067 of surprising stuff that you found on your friends and family's Facebook page.
Here's what's funny is Lisa's friend found pages and pages of photos. It's not like there's one where it's questionable. Just a whole, like, photo album.
I have the feeling the guy didn't know that those pictures, like, he probably never went on her Facebook and just had no idea that all those photos were up there. There was evidence of what he was doing.
Oh, on the girl?
Yeah.
On the girl he was dating's Facebook?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
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 Let's try a couple of phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. Colleen is in Lake Forest on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Colleen. Thanks for calling in. What happened?
Hey guys,
Hi,
a good friend of mine who was in my wedding, I found out, got engaged, and I'm not invited to the wedding.
Oh, nice.
What?
Now, in our case, that would be a positive.
On Facebook, yes.
How did you find that out? You saw there, did they put up some kind of a wedding announcement or something?
Yes. They put up, you could say what you're doing at whatever random time of the day, and
right.
They pretty much said, oh, I'm married, so I went to her page to write, you know, congratulations, all this stuff. And there's all these comments from all these other friends saying, thanks for choosing my little girl to be in your wedding party.
And nice.
Choosing me to be your bridesmaid, things like that. And I haven't heard one word from her, and I had no idea.
And thanks for blocking that Colleen bitch from coming to the wedding, because I hate her. That kind of stuff?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Did you try to contact her and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I've left a few messages just calling to see what's going on, and I haven't heard anything, so.
Wow, you did something wrong.
Yeah, something went very wrong.
Who knew?
Apparently it's you, not her. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Dude, says this email from Ben, my girlfriend made me a Facebook page without me knowing about it. It was only so she could say she was in a relationship with me. Huh? It doesn't change the fact that Facebook is a disease. It sounds like Ben is not a fan of the Facebook or the social network.
Some crazy girl's putting up pictures going, this is my boyfriend?
I'm sure that happens
like.
A lot.
Wow. That's awesome. Let's go to Melanie in Chatsworth. Good morning, Melanie.
Hi.
Hi there.
Okay. Basically what happened was I was with my boyfriend for 3 months and I never had a Facebook before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then when we broke up because I wouldn't have sex with him, basically.
Okay.
And then 2 weeks later, after we broke up, I found out he was dating my friend on Facebook.
You found out on Facebook that he was dating your friend?
Yeah.
Oh. Best friend?
Not best friend. She was one of those friends that, like, you know, we would hang out every now and then.
Right.
But she was also one of those people that would, like, put out more, so I wasn't that surprised.
Ah.
Well, he made the right call then, don't you think, Melanie?
Yep.
Your friend saved you the hassle of having to have sex.
Pretty much.
Wow. Did you see pictures, or how did you find out?
Yeah, there were pictures. Also, his profile was not on private, so it said he was in a relationship, and I was just like, wow, this is lame.
Yeah.
How about that? I think it's too complicated for me. I think I would screw it up somehow with the Facebook.
The Facebook, right?
If I had the page with all the various privates and not privates and things that you post and things that people can see. And I guess they have a thing where you tag somebody's photos, and then all of a sudden you end up with all sorts of pictures of you up all over other people's sites. Just sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like it could go south for people who take pictures that aren't on the up and up.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with cell phones all over the place now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Melanie, but if we've learned one thing, it's you got to put out, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call. I don't think she was convinced.
All right. Put line one on hold for us, because this sounds like, again, this sounds like another super danger. Line one is somebody calling from somewhere. Hi, Kevin DeBeach, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? This is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, yeah, I have a MySpace. Well, I don't. I have one made for me from an ex-girlfriend. And the other weekend, some friends and I went to a Mardi Gras party, and I don't really remember much what happened, but she shows up saying she found me and a bunch of friends with a stripper and showing all their boobies and stuff.
And you didn't know anything about it?
No, I don't remember any of it.
Well, no, it's not that you don't remember it. I'm saying you didn't know that the MySpace page was up or whatever?
Oh, no. I know I had a MySpace page, but I didn't know people were posting pictures of me and all that stuff.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did she break up with you then?
Oh, no, no. She just gives me hard times. Actually, we've already been broken up for a while. She's just trying to stay on my case all the time and give me crap for everything.
Isn't that the beauty of ex-girlfriends?
Oh, yeah.
They stay in your life and torture you.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
I love it.
All right, Jordan, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, how about Danner in Culver City on line two? This is what I'm talking about.
Danner?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Danner is...
I'm sorry?
What? Sorry, go ahead. Danner.
Yeah, I kind of got screwed on Facebook. I had an ex-girlfriend of mine. We dated for 4 years. So obviously in that time, I became very close with her family.
Right.
And that included her mom. And
yeah. I like where this is going.
So after we broke up, I still was like really close with her family. Like me and her dad would still play golf all the time. I was good friends with her brothers.
Right.
And her mom and I would still see each other a lot, and we'd still have like lunch dates to talk and just keep up. And eventually that would go on to having sex with each other.
Okay, so
nice. He's having sex with the mom and playing golf with the dad.
I like it.
How about that?
She has a great family, and I wasn't ready to say goodbye.
Clearly.
So basically, my friend was, I was on my best friend's Facebook, and I was leaving her messages, like, not like a private message on her Facebook.
Now, her your ex, or her your ex's mom?
My ex's mom. She has a Facebook, too.
Right.
So my ex's mom has a Facebook, and I was leaving her, like, pretty intimate messages, like, oh, hey, let's meet, you know, at the beach house at this time, whatever.
You were amazing last night, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So much better than your daughter ever was.
That thing you do with your ear is shocking but good. Something like that?
You could say that.
Okay.
And then, I never worried about her checking her mom's Facebook because her mom was really private about that.
Yeah.
So what happened is I did this on my best friend's Facebook without telling him, and she like knew the password to my best friend's Facebook, went on his Facebook, saw the outbox of messages... And it went down the next
awesome.
Day. Awesome. Okay. This
bad.
Is what I'm saying. This
awesome.
Is the point. This is the point right here.
If you're going to have
sharp focus,
if you're going to have sex with your ex-girlfriend's mom, maybe not so much bragging about it online.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't bragging though.
Well, I mean, whatever it was,
inviting her to the
she found
the
out
beach house,
inviting her to your pants.
Yeah, but I didn't even do it on my Facebook.
I know.
Precaution.
Well,
but you're still retarded. Facebook. Look, you started out the conversation by saying you got screwed on Facebook. At least you got screwed off of Facebook too. I mean, at least you can't completely complain.
That's true.
That's, it's over now. It sucks. But, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Because you had a really good relationship with all of them.
It was good times.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Are we really the last phone call that Janine Lindemuller is making before she heads into prison this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
That's not right.
And how popular is she going to be in prison? Think about that for a second.
Quite.
Yeah.
There's some woman there who's going to wake up today and that and Janine is going to be her new cellmate. That's going to be her life.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's good for the other girl.
Anyway,
porn stars should never be made to be sad or go to prison.
That's correct.
I agree. Well, we'll find out what the deal is. We'll talk to her coming up later. Also, the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, is here. And Tyler Labine from one of Ralph's favorite shows, Reaper, is going to be joining us in the 7 o'clock
hour.
I'm scared
of Reaper, though. Scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Don't be afraid.
Nope. Missed it. Try it again. Take two.
Not even close.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Let's try that again because that really does make or break the joke.
Yeah, I'm scared of Reaper. It scares me.
Really? How come?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Oh,
Take two.
Sorry, three.
I'm going to do it now.
It's not even worth it.
You won't even do it.
It wouldn't have been funny the first time.
It would have been funny the first time.
Come this way.
Psycho Mike, I'm scared of Reaper.
Ralph, don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah!
That was all that just for that.
Sweet.
Not worth it.
Why are you scared of it?
Why? What is it, the problem you have with Reaper?
6:48, time for the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. Here's Ralph Garman.
Before I get into the Showbiz news, I want to let you know... Remember we talk about the Paley Center for Media, and they do this event every year where you get to spend an evening with the cast and creators of your favorite TV shows?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We
talked about it when the tickets went on sale. We'll be talking about it more as the events get closer because I'll be giving away tickets. And this year they've got the lineup 90210, Battlestar Galactica, Big Bang Theory, Big Love, Desperate Housewives, Dollhouse, Dr. Harbaugh's sing-along blog, Fringe, The Hills, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Mentalist, Swingtown, True Blood. Great list this year. But last year when we did this, I remember the hottest, most in-demand ticket was for the Buffy the Vampire Slayer reunion. Oh, everybody right. wanted to go to that one.
Right.
Well, the Paley Center has just announced they are releasing that evening on DVD. Oh. So if you didn't have a chance to catch the cast getting back together again since the show went off the air, and the and Joss Whedon and the rest of the creators talking about it, you can get it via the Paley Center for Media. You can get it on DVD. It's got Joss and Sarah Michelle Gellar, Seth Green, James Marsters, Michelle Trachtenberger, the whole cast was there.
Great.
So if you are interested, you can pick it up at paleycenter.org, and all the proceeds go to keep the museum operating, which is a great, great place, the Museum of Radio and Television over there.
That's a trend I hope they continue, by the way. I'd like to see all of those released on DVD, because the way it is now, you have to go down to the center to watch it there.
And it's very limited seating. Sell out quick, so you get a chance to see something you may have missed last year. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? I mentioned last week that our pal Kevin Smith had been hired to direct a feature film starring Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan about two cops. And it was originally called, the script was called A Couple of Dicks.
Right.
That phrase had been coined years ago as a nickname for detectives. They used to call them dicks. Private Eye was known as a private dick, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then the studio, apparently with some cold feet, decided to rename it A Couple of Cops.
Which is a terrible title.
Isn't nearly as funny.
Hmm.
A Couple of Cops. They are right. A couple of cops.
Hey, here's our new movie, Two Policemen.
Hey. So, after some debate, and I'm sure Kevin had something to do with this, announced today they're going back to the original title, and the film will, in fact, be entitled A Couple of Dicks.
I guess everybody does love Dick.
So, you'll get some humor in there in the title as well as in the feature film. So that's fantastic. Good news for all of us who like to call people dicks. Donald Trump is weighing in on the Chris Brown-Rihanna situation.
Oh, great.
Thank God.
Wow.
I love when these stories break. They have to just talk to any random celebrity they can get a microphone in front of and ask them what they think about the situation.
And why don't the celebrities go, I don't have anything to do with that?
Whether it's Octomom or whatever the story is, they always have to say to them, well, how do you feel about Britney showing her vagina in concert?
And then announcing it to the world.
Anyway, Donald Trump weighs in with this statement, which I think is spectacular. He told Inside Edition,
I've made my decision. You're fired.
That's what he said.
Hmm.
He said, she better get the hell out. If she goes back, she's a loser and doesn't deserve to have any future success.
Wow.
That's kind of harsh.
Wow.
He's damning her whole career if she doesn't get away from Chris Brown.
I agree she needs to move on, but,
yeah, but
take it easy.
Did you guys see Oprah screaming at Rihanna the other day on her TV show? Did you see that?
No.
He will hit you again.
Run! Get out! He'll hit you again! He can't be stopped! He's a monster!
She just went on and on and on.
She's acting like an extra in a Godzilla movie. Run! Get away! Godzilla! He will kill you! Step on you! Britney Spears, as we mentioned, while she was in Tampa, Florida, was showing off her kitty cat to the crowd in one of her skimpy outfits.
But will the judges be satisfied with her cha-cha?
Yeah, I think they will. And then as she was going into another costume change, she had her mic was on. Her head mic was still on. And she announced to her costume crew, my P word was hanging out. And everyone in the audience heard it and laughed uproariously.
Yeah.
Well, in Atlanta, as she continues to roll across the USA in her circus tour, this time her boob popped out.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, in Atlanta. The second performance of her tour, by the way. She's two for two.
Two for two.
One way to sell tickets.
She's going to run out of body parts to show.
Her breast popped out of her top, and she had a nip slip, and everyone was talking about that at the end of the show.
Nice melons.
So maybe she would rethink her costuming. She's having these wardrobe malfunctions.
Is she not telling her costumers that she's going to be moving a lot on stage, that she might be dancing? They're not really just for standing there for a photograph.
Maybe she should have considered that while designing the costume.
Hey, Ralph, we have a second. I think we have the audio of her saying my P word.
Oh, the P word is hanging out?
Yeah, I think so. Let's,
great.
There we go. Not very clear. Not very clear because it was it's a cell phone, it looks like, of somebody in the crowd. And
someone was recording it on the cell phone.
Yeah, and then she repeats it.
She just said her pee was hanging out.
Vaginas are beautiful.
That's true.
It's another P word, pirates. Of course, it has been announced they're making a fourth installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean films, and Johnny Depp has signed on board to once again reprise his role as Captain Jack Sparrow. And there had been some conversation, and we forgot to ask Russell Brand about this when he came in, that Russell was going to play his brother in the fourth film.
Good casting.
Great casting.
It is great casting. However, now Russell tells us he may not be able to do it.
Why? How come?
Because he says he is swamped with commitments. He told Access Hollywood, there is some talk about doing the Pirates movie, but I've got 8 other films in the works.
Wow.
Dude.
Including a film with Judd Apatow called Get Him to the Greek. So I don't know if there'll be time to be a pirate, but I get a lot of that in my private life anyway. So we don't know if we'll get to see that, but it would be casting. As good as it was when they had Keith Richards be his dad.
Remember? Yeah, that was great.
Perfect, yeah.
Very entertaining. Miley Cyrus tells us that we should stay friends after breaking up with our significant others.
That's great.
She's a big believer in staying friends with your exes.
She's got a lot of experience with her long love life.
In her new autobiography, she talks about her relationship with Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
She says it was the worst day of her life when they broke up back in 2007, but somehow they've managed to remain friends. And she recommends that we do the same.
Well, that's great.
I'm so glad to get relationship advice from a 16-year-old with giant freaking horse teeth and no discernible talent. That's who I look to tell me how to patch up my love life.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
Such an asshole. Paris Hilton has a crush on Rob Pattinson.
Rob Pattinson?
Star Magazine reports recently at a party in Los Angeles. Paris chased him around all night long trying to hook up with him. But friends say despite being loaded, he knew better than to get with Paris and avoided her all night long.
Smart. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Paris is 28 years old now. Is there going to come a time where it's embarrassing the way she behaves?
Not for a while.
No, I think she'll behave this way well into her 30s.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think you cut them some slack when they're 21 and they're acting like this. But at 28, she's been doing this party girl act a long time where she's out partying and drunk all the time.
Yeah.
It is getting sad, right, at this point?
It is. And that leads me to my next story. Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Has returned from her 71-day vacation on the island of St. Lucia.
And she's coming to Coachella now?
No. Still not coming to Coachella. She's still got legal issues at home back in London for assault charges. However, now we're finding out that she has announced that she still loves her estranged husband, Blake Fielder Civil, and now, according to friends, has plans to win him back no matter what it takes.
But he's a bit of a twit.
He was not interesting, right? He was not interested at all anymore.
No, they split up hard, but now she's decided she wants him back. I get a feeling she's like, wherever she is, that's what she decides to do. When she's in St. Lucia, she's not interested in him.
Yeah.
But now that he's living in the same city as her, she's obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm. Now, or maybe her drugs are running out, you know?
She needs a source.
Perhaps.
Now, the thing is, she has a new plan to stay sober. And I love this. Amy's newest goal is to learn how to drive and to buy a cute vintage car.
Great.
She thinks this will give her a great reason to stay sober because she'll be driving. And as you know, if you know anything about addicts or alcoholics, they stop if they have to get behind the wheel.
That's true.
They do not risk driving under the influence.
This is a mess.
Just ask George Michael when he's asleep at a stop sign.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she needs is a car. I think that's going to make everything better.
I think so, too.
Why doesn't she missing? Take up flying airplanes?
What was she missing? What was the one thing this drug addict alcoholic needed? Oh, yes, a vehicle. A 2,000-pound missile to aim at people.
And kill people.
That's what she needs.
Wow.
Real quick email before I get to celebrity birthdays. This comes from listener Jonathan from Irvine, and I appreciate you writing in. Jonathan, Ralph, I thought I'd share this interesting story with you and the K-Rock listeners. Last week, I was down at LAX waiting to take a flight with a couple of my friends when I saw someone walk by and immediately did a double take. I nudged one of my buddies, and I said, look over there. I think that's Melanie Brown. Melanie who? Asked my friend Mel B of the Spice Girls, Scary Spice. One of my friends, a bit too loudly, said, I'm surprised you can even tell. It's hard for me to tell black chicks apart. My other friend agreed. Yeah, same here, he said with a stupid grin. Well, as you imagine, my face turned tomato red and I got sick to my stomach from this shocking display of racial insensitivity. I'm so embarrassed. I looked down on the floor and we're in the crowded waiting area and I didn't want to see the multitude of disappointing glances thanks to my friend's obvious, obnoxious remarks. Needless to say, the cross-country plane ride was absolutely miserable. I did end up having an enjoyable trip, but it started quite awkwardly. And I owe it all to two bigots and Scary Spice. I've got two tickets to Scary Spice. Pack your bags, we'll leave tonight. I've got two bigots and Scary Spice. I've got two bigots and Scary Spice. No! No!
Some people will probably quite like that, yeah. The minority. Mm. The majority, probably like me, thought it was verging on excruciating.
Two bigots and Scary Spice!
That was,
strong,
nope.
Spectacular,
nope.
Outstanding.
But if I could give the listeners some advice, longer emails, more setup, less of a punchline. That's the way it works.
Let me show you. This is what I cut out of that email, by the way. This is the editing I did. This is how many paragraphs I took out of the sentence.
Ralph read about a third of it.
Yeah. So
that is weak.
Wow. Scary. No! No! It's no. The new Gidget premieres tonight.
That was lame, too.
Psycho Mike was
suggesting. Whoever sent that in should die.
He's like, no, I got a new one. I got a good one now. It's better. I'm going to send you a new one.
I have two that are going to blow. Your head's going to actually blow off.
No! Yeah. No!
Wait and this see. Was a complete disaster.
Today's celebrity birthday is Chuck Norris is 69. Did you know his tears cure cancer?
I heard that.
But unfortunately, he never cries.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Sharon Stone's 51. Jasmine Guy from A Different World is 47 years old today. I can't believe Jasmine Guy's 47.
Yeah.
Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam's 46. Timbaland's 37. John Hamm from Mad Men. You watching the Mad Men there, Kevin?
Oh, catching up at a speedy rate.
Where are you now?
Second episode.
Second episode, first season.
First season.
That's last time we checked in with you. That's what you were watching. I know, you got a lot of things. Yeah, you're very busy.
He was busy reading The Watchmen.
That's why he gets in the show 2 seconds before we go on the air, because he's even in the mornings he's busy.
Way
he's just
busy.
Loaded up for hours. He gets around 2 and just things all morning long.
I have stuff.
He's busy.
Can we check in with Kevin's personal assistant Linus this week and find out seriously. I'd like an hour by hour rundown of how Kevin spends his day, because he's so busy.
He always claims he's very busy.
Got a lot of things to do.
I'm just curious to know what that
a lot
entails.
Of stuff.
I think Linus may have the answer.
Jerry Horton of Papa Roach is 34. Carrie Underwood celebrates her 26th birthday. And Olivia Wilde from House.
Oh.
You know what? She's got a disease on that show, and they better not kill her, because I will come down there and I will kick some fox ass. She's so hot on that show. 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, Sock joins us. Tattle to be, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everybody.
The actor from the TV show Reaper, which is airing on the CW this season at 8 o'clock, and it's on Tuesday nights, which means you see it tonight. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very well,
doing
thank
fine.
You. I got to tell you, it seemed to me, and I enjoyed The Reaper very much last year, it seemed to me like it was gone forever, like I kind of forgot about it, and then all of a sudden it just came back out of nowhere.
You're crazy.
Really?
Oh, we never went anywhere.
Was it gone an unusual amount of time? It seemed to me like it had been off the air for about 2 seasons.
Absolutely not. It was off for almost 10 months, which is not
not
advisable, I would say.
Did that make you nervous?
Yeah, well, I think it made everybody nervous, but you know, we shot the whole season in Vancouver, and we're done already for season 2. So we were shooting the whole time, so it didn't seem as weird for us.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But, you know, then you come out of that little bubble in Vancouver over there, and it was like, oh, yeah, I guess we've been off the air for 10 months. And
Does
anybody know, or does anybody even care anymore? So
sure would be nice if they put those on now that you shot them.
Yeah, it would be.
So tonight's the first episode of all of those?
No, this is the second episode we premiered last week.
Right.
Now, the last thing I remember is you were turning like a giant wheel and you were trying to move the island. And then it seemed like you were going through time backwards and forwards.
That's right. Yeah, we were skipping on a record. I think that was the analogy.
Same TV show.
That's Lost.
Yes.
Lost. Yeah, I forgot.
Here's a clip from Reaper.
Before you were born, your mom and I sold your soul to the devil.
You're just going to bring escaped souls back to hell. That's cool, right?
When a soul escapes from hell, I have to capture what you saw us doing the other day. That was an escaped soul.
Sam works for the devil.
You are the son of Satan,
Sam.
Evidently, I'm destined to end the world.
Well, you're not really very good at anything, so you'll probably screw that up too.
Word of caution. I don't accept failure. Ever.
Ever.
Doesn't Ray Wise have the best voice?
He's the best. Yes. He plays the devil so lightheartedly and just, he's having a good time. It's the weirdest portrayal.
He is one heck of a devil, I gotta say.
We talked to him when this first came out, and he said that he did. That was just his take, was to go in and try to put a different face on the devil. And,
yeah, like a used car salesman, he told us.
Yeah,
just like, yeah, with the big, you know, super white teeth and
the big grin,
the man tan, big and grin, the nice suits and everything.
Lighthearted, yeah. Makes jokes all the time. You're like, this is not exactly what you would expect from the devil.
No, you know, it's funny because for me, I see Leland Palmer walk on the set every day. And, right, you know, for me, I'm like, sure. The guy's the devil. Yeah, he's the devil. It suits him. So, you know, but he is the greatest guy, Ray Wise. He's awesome.
What do you, how do you describe Wysocki to people who maybe haven't seen you on the show?
First of all, don't ever use my full name.
Why?
Sorry, it's Sock.
Sorry. Or Sock Monkey.
Sock Monkey, Socrates. I basically describe him as the id of the human psyche, I think. You know, I think it's one of those characters that, I enjoy playing, and I think people enjoy watching, because I think we all wish we had a little more of that filterless kind of attitude towards life. And I think people, like to see someone do that for them, you know?
It is always fascinating to see people in really serious situations just joke their way through it.
Yeah.
That's refreshing.
But I think that's also, if you've ever been in a really, truly frightening situation, that is often the first line of defense.
Sure.
Just make a joke about it, you know, crack wise or whatever. So I think that's a little more true to life than I think people realize, although I've never actually captured a demon with a dirt devil, so I don't know what
I've never done
that. No, it's all make believe.
It seems like, and I don't know if this is part of the CW strategy, but it seems like they're maybe ramping up the hot chicks on Reaper lately.
Yes,
too.
They are
ramping them up. Yeah.
Well, your sister, for example.
Yeah, she's a nice looking lady.
Yeah.
We've they definitely have ramped up a little bit of the sexual content on the show. My sister, or stepsister, let's be clear, and I get into some pretty steamy taboo type relationship there this season.
As well you should.
Thank you. Sock needs some, you know.
This is, I have one more clip, and this is you guys in the house, and your new sister that just came into your life. Stepsister is leaning over. She's wearing a bikini.
Hi, big bro.
Hey, sis.
She's so hot for smoking.
Shut your mouth. That is my sister. I got dibs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the kind of situation we're getting into.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
And have there been any complaints at 8 o'clock to have stepsister love going on the TV?
No, not yet. Not yet. So far, so good.
There shouldn't be.
Fairly
she's
intrigued.
Step. That's just yeah. step. That's
it just, is not off limits by any together. Stretch of the imagination.
That's not even a sister.
Yeah. I actually had. Never mind. I'm not going to get into it.
Yes, you actually had a relationship with your sister?
With my stepsister. No, no. My cousin. No, no.
I think stepsister is better than cousin if we had to rank them.
Probably.
Absolutely.
Because stepsister is not from
it's exactly.
your family
the
tree.
The bloodline is not being broken. Yeah.
Right. So it's all good. Stepsisters are fine.
No two-headed babies there.
Stepdaughters? You know, fine as well.
Sure.
He's on to something.
Come on now.
He's on to something.
You know, we've talked about that
Woody
a lot
Allen.
On this show, Tyler. We've talked about how weird it is when, you know, somebody hot comes into your family and they are, you know, you feel like there should be a taboo, just like Sock does on the show. But there really isn't any reason why there has to be because you're not related.
It's true.
Let's face it. Brian Austin Green, and this is the example we always get. Brian Austin Green has a son, okay? That son's potential stepmom. Live-in, you know, girlfriend of Brian Austin Green has been Megan Fox. Imagine what that must be like if you're a kid and Megan Fox moves into your house.
That's right. You know? I forgot about that.
And there's
think
no,
about that. That's got to be tough.
There's no blood relation.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Well, how old is his son?
Well,
two?
Now, I mean, I think he's like 14. Seven or something now. But I mean, you know, if that relationship stays together, at some point he'll be 12, you know, and Megan Fox will be his mom.
That's, I mean, that's when you start getting those tingly feelings.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, maybe even at
crazy.
Seven. I don't
come
know.
On, everybody, let's go home and do homework at my house.
Yes.
Mom, so, I'm having a hard time with math.
So what happens to you, the actor, Tyler Durbin, when they already have the whole season shot? Are you just a free agent now? Like you're out there being able to do whatever you want to do? Because you're not working, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've been out there. I just got attached to a new movie called Lumpy that Chris Evans and I are attached to do.
Lumpy.
Yeah, and I'm playing Lumpy. Surprise, surprise.
Excellent.
I've just got a virtual grab
cracks
bag of gigs going on.
Cracks and horror?
Yeah.
Whores?
Cracks and whore.
Just one.
Just one. That's all you need. When you got cracks, all you need is one whore.
That's a good point. All right, Tyler Labine is here from Reaper Tuesdays tonight at 8 on the CW, and we got to take a break. We'll come right back.
Tyler Labine is here from the TV show Reaper, now on Tuesday nights at 8 against the CW.
Huh? I read one. On the CW.
What? You said on the CW, right.
Yeah, okay.
I read one article about the Reaper this week that was talking about how they put you up against in the wood chipper up against American Idol. it's gotta be tough when they put you on, no matter what your show is, when they put you on opposite the American Idol. It has to hurt a little bit.
It hurts more than a little bit, I'll be honest. We were in a good time slot after American Idol up until about a month ago, and then they decided to, in my opinion, save 90210 and put them in our time slot because they're making Melrose Place again.
Sure.
So I think they want to have the dynamic duo of those two shows next year as a companion piece.
So you're saying that they kept it off the air for 10 months, and then when they did bring it back, they put it on against American Idol.
Exactly, with no advertising.
Somebody wants to kill you and the show.
That's stupid. They invested in a whole season, for God's sakes.
I agree. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars that they just basically
paid you.
Let's not condemn it totally yet.
Yeah.
But it, you know, in my opinion, they just basically—they
certainly made it harder.
Yeah,
that's pretty much impossible.
I would say.
Yeah. You don't screw with the devil. That's what I'm saying.
You do not. It's bad karma at the very least.
Tyler, you got to work for our friend Kevin Smith,
who
we love more than anyone in the whole world, on Zach and Miri. What was that like? Besides looking into a mirror, what was it like?
Well, we actually bonded over that being husky men with beards in Hollywood. It's a fun way to be.
There's your band name right there. You're looking for a band name, Husky Men with Beards.
Yeah. Look out, Bear Community.
That's right. We always hear that he is one of those directors that actors love working with because he's so low key. It's like not stressful. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, he's super duper relaxed. And you know, obviously we met doing Reaper, and it was a really strong collaborative effort. And I was shocked because I heard he was always a by the numbers kind of guy. You know, very likes to stick to the lines.
Man, he's a dick.
I get
what?
No comment. But he, and then, you know, after we shot Reaper and months went by, he called me and invited me out to Pittsburgh to shoot Zach and Miri, and that was great. I mean, I was standing in a room with Craig Robinson and Seth Rogen, Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, but you were in Pittsburgh, too.
I was in Pittsburgh.
So that's a
negative. I did get to eat at Permane Brothers, which was great. But the coleslaw sandwich. Anyway, he's great, man. He's really, really cool. He definitely likes to sort of mess around with the words more than he used to. I think Seth Rogen had a bit of a influence on him in that regard.
Right?
Yeah. And I think it's really opened him up. Yeah. And I think it was his best film, in my opinion. I really liked it.
I really liked it.
It was funny. And you, is this true? You also have a band or have some musical aspirations as well?
I do. Yeah. I have a little studio in Vancouver and I produce all my own stuff with my brothers. I have one hip hop crew.
I have to hear that.
I did just say crew.
I have to hear your hip-hop crew.
Well, hey, it's on MySpace if anyone wants to check it out. It's under the terrible working title of Writ Large.
Wow.
That's not Rick. It's WRITLARGE.
Yeah, you need a new name.
Yeah, dude. I know. I think Self-Dap was better than that. And then my other brother and I, my older brother, we have another band called Demons Are Real. And that's more of like an indie sort of electro-rock band. And yeah, it's a hobby.
Who came up with Writ Large? Who thought of that exactly? And then how many people said yes?
I think I'm blushing.
That's it.
All right, here's the deal.
It's not a good band name.
I put it out there as a challenge to my bandmates. I was like, look, I'm going to put the name Writ Large on the internet. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
No.
The internet, it's this amazing device.
Mm,
and I said, until you guys give me a better name, because they rejected every name that I came up with. I was like, that's what we're going to leave up there. And they just never stepped up to the plate. Just left it.
I have some suggestions. If you don't mind, I have some suggestions.
Please, lay
for
on
a band
me.
Name. Blood Mustache.
Oh,
that's one.
God,
how about Blood Fart? Blood Fart.
That's good. Balloon Priests, perhaps. let's see here. I have to figure out which ones I can say and which ones I can't say. Goldschlager Vomit?
No.
Is it? What is it? Hip-hop?
It's hip-hop, yeah.
Hideous Blow Pig?
Hideous Blow Pig? No, that's no good for me.
Inconvenient Boner?
That is actually nice. I like that because I have one right now. And it is awfully inconvenient.
Pete Doherty's Cat? Perhaps? How about that?
That's funny.
Leopard Skin Camel Toe, perhaps?
Wow.
Rampant A-Holery? Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin.
I think
that's
that was taken.
That's along the lines of Ostomy and the Baggers. I like that.
Right.
Waist Deep in Jaeger? Perhaps. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just some suggestions. You're not feeling them?
I'm not going to say yes
Sniffing
to
Natalia?
Right. Sniffing Natalia? That's actually a pretty good name.
See?
It makes you think.
It does make you think. Yeah. These are all very visual.
And Taint Demolition. So those are just the few suggestions that perhaps you could go with.
Taint Demolition. I love it.
It's a lot to digest. I'll definitely walk away from here with some new options.
Are you, is it you goofing around with your friends because you can, or are you one of those actor/singers who's Savants. Serious about it and wants to do something with it?
No, I mean, it would be great, you know, one day, I think, if I could do something.
It's not everyone's Jared Leto, dude. You know what I mean?
I know. What is his band name? Phantom? No, that's
30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have any aspirations of being the crossover actor. Acting is definitely my bag.
I think we have a clip, if you guys would like to hear a clip of his.
Some Writ Large?
Writ Large.
Yeah, go for it. What happened at the club last night? You got tossed. It's a fight with the bottle of Jag and lost. Yeah, so what's up tonight? Should I get you on the list? Last night was nothing, man. Let's get it. The last thing I remember is being as charming as a heartwarming dusk in September. Life over the party and sharp like the mountains in the heart of Denver. Dancing in the kitchen made my quick slide from slick to bitching. Confidence. How about that?
You're no Joaquin Phoenix, I'll tell you that.
No. Much saner.
How about Ku Klux Klown?
Oh, that I'm staying away from that one.
All right.
That is not working.
Mm. Okay. Just trying to throw
He's
some
picky.
Names
no
out there.
No wonder. He's stuck with Writ Large.
Yeah. I mean, we came up with the most ridiculous names, like Peyote and the Punch.
That's good.
Opposable Thumb. We had all these
That's
ridiculous
good.
Names.
Really, all of these are better than Writ Large.
I know. So, I mean, you know.
Just go with a different one. That's
I'm,
all we're
I'm definitely,
saying.
I'm ashamed. All right. I'm ashamed of myself.
All right, well, next
that.
Time we see you, we want you to have a band. We want you to have a name, all right?
Let's call it Kevin and Bean.
No, it's taken.
Oh, darn.
The show is called Reaper. It airs Tuesday nights. That's tonight at 8 on CW. And I don't know what's happening specifically on tonight, episode 2 of the new season, but I bet it involves devils and demons. And I'm sure it's very, very funny, so you should definitely check it out. Tyler, great to see you again, dude. Thanks
yeah,
for coming
good to
in.
See you guys too.
Thank you, man.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Olympic gold figure skater. Olympic medal, rather. Gold. Wow. Let me try this one more time.
That was a moment with Ralph.
Yeah, we've all been there. Congratulations to Naomi DeLora from Alhambra. She is our latest Depeche Mode winner. How about this? Tickets to see the Mode at the Hollywood Bowl and on Hollywood Boulevard when they play Jimmy Kimmel Live Show. The Bowl shows are going to be August 16th and 17th. Tickets go on sale this Sunday morning at 10, and we'll continue to give them away all this week right here on the World Famous K-Rock.
So Seinfeld was the biggest hit in the 90s, would you say?
Probably.
Certainly had to be close. Yeah. I mean, it went out after, what, 9 seasons on top, at number one, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jerry Seinfeld, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Jason Alexander, and Michael Richards are getting back together, Ralph told us in his showbiz beat, for a reunion, but not a reunion of their show. They're going to go on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is done by Larry David, who helped create Seinfeld.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Because Curb Your Enthusiasm, for folks who don't have HBO, is a great show. And if you like Seinfeld, you'll like Curb Your Enthusiasm because they come from very similar comic sensibilities. And I can't even imagine what the plot line is. It has to be something about trying to get them back together and doing a show, I would imagine.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
Like, how else could you use them all? But yeah. But why speculate when we've got Mr. Seinfeld on the line with us right now? It's been a long time since we talked to Jerry Seinfeld, but he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock. Hey, Jer.
Kevin and Bean!
How are you?
How are you guys doing?
We're very good, thank you.
Glad to hear it.
I'm a little bit surprised to hear you talk about coming back to television. I mean, you're one of those guys who walked away on top and really have done very little on TV since.
Well, you know, it's been 10 years since we did the Seinfeld show.
Right, right.
And everywhere I go, people keep asking, when are you guys going to get together again?
Right.
We want George and Kramer and Elaine and Jerry to get together again. And I say, it's not going to happen. We did 9 years of the show. What more do you people need from us?
They want a reunion.
Well, yeah. But people keep wanting to see the four of us together.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So we figured this is a way to do it. And people can stop asking us the question. And maybe it'll be funny, too.
So you're just doing this to shut people up, basically.
Basically, yeah. Stop asking about the Seinfeld reunion.
Okay, all right.
We're doing it. The four of us are getting together on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Watch that show. We'll be happy.
Now, how was Michael Richards, who played Kramer on your show, how was he able to clear his very, very busy schedule in order to do Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes, the three of them, Julia is the only one who really has a job.
That's true. She has a show.
The rest of them have a lot of free time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah.
And Michael can't stop cursing at black people.
That's his problem.
The first thing he says, don't use the N-word.
weird.
Yeah, that does seem bad.
I know it's HBO, but still, we're trying not to offend the black people.
Exactly. Now, I don't know how much you're allowed to give away about what's coming
None
up on the new
it.
Season. None of it. Okay.
None of it. Don't but, ask.
Well, what's, a lot what's of people, it about?
Can't tell you.
No. Do you you guys all play yourself on the show? Is it is the plot line you trying to put the Seinfeld show back together for a reunion?
What did I just say?
Well,
you
I
said
can't that. Tell you what it's about.
Okay, but just in general terms.
All right, we're trapped on an island. It's going through time.
Nope, that's
and
lost.
The others come.
Nope,
and I start working for the Dharma Initiative.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's it.
The
at
next
all,
thing
so.
You know. Kramer gains a lot of weight and drives a van. Well, I can't tell you what it's about.
All right.
Okay. All right. But I'm sure it's going to be very funny. When will Curb Your Enthusiasm be returning to HBO?
I told you don't ask any questions about it.
Well, no questions at all.
Just
people keep asking, oh, what's going to happen on the show? And I'm telling you, we can't tell you what it's about.
Okay,
we
don't get upset.
We can't say anything.
All right,
we
don't get upset.
We can't tell you what it's going to be on. We all can't right. tell you what it's about. We
all
can't
right, you
tell
don't
you what it's going to be doing together. All the four of you. It's about getting the show back
all
together.
Right.
Together.
Jerry,
we're
Jerry.
Terry?
Oh.
Oh, dear.
I hate it when his head explodes.
Oh.
The other. Coming up just after the news at 8, by the way, Janine, porn star Janine, last name Lindemulder, is going to be joining us on the phone on her way to prison. Hey, Ruff, was she the one? I'm trying to keep her straight. I know she was the one from the Blink 182 album cover. I remember
with
that.
With a latex glove dressed as a nurse.
Yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Was she the one who was also in the sex video with Vince Neil?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's and she was also right the girl who stopped doing guys, was just doing girl-girl action once she got married to Jesse James. Back in the day, I think
is that why they're sending her to prison?
I think she reversed that position some
she
point
did.
Later on.
In, okay. Yeah, about 5 years ago or something.
Yeah.
We will catch up with Janine coming up after the news at 8, and then in a complete reversal, Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of Calgary, will be right after Janine. You couldn't ask for more whiplash.
Why are you talking about me like that, Kevin?
Whiplash radio happening next hour on K-Rock. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday. What's going on?
Amy Winehouse. She's magical.
She certainly is.
She's back in London after her 71-day Caribbean vacation, and she's in trouble with the law for assaulting a fan. And now she says she is still in love with her soon-to-be ex-husband, Blake Fielder Civil, and plans to win him back no matter what it takes.
Wouldn't it take more than she has
well,
to win him back?
Whatever she had got him the first time.
Yeah, but that's all gone.
He's no winner either.
No,
he's
I know, but
other options.
But look at her though, compared to what she was like when.
Exactly.
I mean, she was so much better looking when he married her.
But she looks better now than she did while they were married.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Amy also says her newest goal is to learn how to drive.
No.
And buy a cute vintage car.
Nope.
Now, while some people think it wouldn't be such a great idea, given her history of addiction, to put her behind the wheel. Her family said they think it's all a great idea because then she'll have to stay sober in order to drive.
Does that work?
No, that's a guarantee.
Does that work that way?
I don't know, Kevin. You tell me. You're stealing other people's cars.
I think it's so fascinating that we wondered if she would ever leave the island when she was down there
no,
on vacation.
No, that's lost. You're thinking about a whole other thing.
No.
She was in St.
Lucia. She's down there for months. Right. And then she gets to England, and she's not there a week, when now she can't leave that island. Now she's forced to stay in Britain because of the travel
restrictions. Yeah, she should have stayed in the Caribbean. She should have stayed there forever.
Yeah. Yep. She never had any worries. Charlize Theron's talking about her getting naked in movies.
Yes.
And she's tired about people like Bean, who
stupid
make her feel
Bean.
Self-conscious about it.
Bean.
What?
Why do
I
you
support
have to
her
do
decision?
That.
Charlize says stripping down for the right role is just part of the job as an actress, and she's completely unself-conscious when it comes to stripping down for the cameras.
Excellent.
She says the only problem she has is the off-screen reaction sometimes when she has some on-screen nudity. It's quite liberating, she says, but in our society, we're so effed up about nudity. But it's just me naked. I'm not curing cancer. I'm not causing cancer. I'm just naked.
Could be curing.
I want it to be authentic to what I'm trying to say, but that's tricky with nudity because some people are like, ah, boobies.
Bean.
Ruins it for everyone.
I would do her in a minute with fudge and a cherry on top.
So Charlize, as always, I'd like to apologize for both Kevin and Bean's behavior.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
Doing as I do every time.
You guys don't enjoy seeing her naked in the big screen, right?
I enjoy just seeing her work as an actress and as an artist, and if she's telling the story and it's germane to the role, then I appreciate
but
it.
Only but only if it's germane to the role, whatever
right.
that means.
Yes.
I enjoy seeing her work as a nude actress. That's all I'm saying.
Rebecca Romijn just had twins with her husband, our pal Jerry O'Connell, and now it looks like she's going to have twin TV shows as well.
She used to be a dude, Ralph.
Rebecca Romijn used to be a dude.
Ugly Betty.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Kevin. I don't watch Ugly Betty, so I'm not familiar with the intricate plot lines.
She used to be a dude. That's all I know.
That joke went over big with the girls in the knitting class, though.
Apparently, she does star in Ugly Betty. But she's also going to be on the ABC drama Eastwick, which is a remake of the 1987 film The Witches of Eastwick.
Mm-hmm.
She will play one of the witches of Eastwick in Eastwick.
Okay.
Along with Lindsay Price, who most recently, I guess, was seen in Lipstick Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
And Jamie Ray Newman, who I'm not familiar with, Veronica Cartwright will also star in the show. And it's about three women who discover they have mystical powers when they meet a mysterious man, the devil, who comes to town. And I don't know who was playing the devil.
That's so hot.
It was Jack Nicholson in the movie.
Yeah.
Very entertaining film. So good for Rebecca. She's got a lot of work going on. And your pal Roland will be very happy to hear that Star Trek, of course, is coming out this summer.
When is that?
The rebooted? May? I believe it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend?
The rebooted franchise of Star Trek coming out from Paramount Pictures, thanks to the talent of J.J. Abrams. They are releasing three new fragrances based on Star Trek.
Well, when you think Star Trek,
think cologne and perfume,
yes,
don't you?
Absolutely.
So people will be able to, you know, smell like their favorite Trek characters, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, no word on exactly on what the fragrances are. However, rumor has it, one is called Scotty's Jeffrey Tube. I don't know if you want to smell like that. Spock's ear, which I can't imagine smells very
doesn't
good.
Doesn't seem good.
And no. Sulu's pants is the name of one.
No.
One fragrance, which I think you may want to stay away from.
I'm out.
Smells like male ass, from what I understand.
Man cannon.
Remember that song you say?
Kinda, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine I got to spoon feed you getting Sulu's song up when I'm doing a bit about Sulu. See, this is why, Kevin, you're wrong. Mike would run the buttons better than you would.
How great is male ass?
Because when Mike's not around,
timing.
Things take a long time to get going.
Timing.
Speaking of fragrances, Avril Lavigne has a new scent out as well.
Oh. Nope.
Man cannon.
The Canadian pop princess has her own fragrance called Black Star.
Black Star?
Yes. It was known as Chocolate Starfish. And then they changed it to Black Star. It'll be rolling out a whole new line of cosmetics with Avril Lavigne in the next few months, but the first item presented is Black Star, her own fragrance.
Mm.
Just the smell is unbearable.
Since she's a Canadian, it smells a little like maple syrup and hockey skates. Don't even know what that smells like.
Well, be thankful this is television and not smell-o-vision.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you have any clips that finish? Be thankful this is television, not smell-o-vit.
Britney Spears circus tour.
Yes.
Still in the headlines. First, she showed us her vajayjay when she was in Tampa, Florida. The second night of her tour in Atlanta, Georgia, she showed us one of her boobs. She had a malfunction, and now three of the dancers on her tour have been fired.
For not marrying her?
They failed mandatory drug tests, Kevin.
Wow.
Oh. Can you believe it? There would ever come a day where Britney Spears wouldn't want to work with people who were loaded on drugs and booze?
Mm-mm.
They do drug tests for backup dancers?
I guess for Britney they do. Because Britney's trying to live a clean life these days, drugs are a no-no on tour, and for anyone
that
who is part of the tour. And so they are given random mandatory drug tests throughout the tour, and if you fail, you're gone.
That was probably her dad's idea, probably to keep her away from people with drugs.
Has anyone tested her?
That's a good question.
That's what I would like to know.
Huh?
And U2 has officially announced the first dates, at least, for its global 360-degree tour. It's going to open on June the 30th in Barcelona. Spain.
I don't have that. That's Bean. I don't have that one.
And, sorry, where is it?
That's Bean. That's Bean.
Barcelona.
Barcelona! Barcelona!
Then they'll be zipping through Europe and the UK. Then they get to the States in September at Soldier Field in Chicago. They'll be at Rogers Center in Toronto on the 16th, Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Mass., Giants Stadium in New Jersey on the 24th of that month. And the U2 tour continues through the end of October, with more stadium gigs in other North American cities. Not all of them have been announced yet, but I'm sure they'll be playing here in Los Angeles. Kevin was hanging out with them last night, and apparently they say the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl!
Opportunity.
Oh, you already said it.
There you go.
Did you chat with any of the U2ers
yet? I did. I did. They were very
tell us about that. Anything
cool
you'd like to talk about on your radio show, Kevin?
Just
like the night with you two. There may be something to talk about there.
We talked to the Edge about his charity work in New Orleans because he replaces musical instruments and stuff for people that have lost them.
That's great.
Talked to Bono about this concert tour and how he's not going to be able to do it over the winter because they're all outdoors. So it's going to be summer
and then
the next summer. Rose Bowl.
Okay. Had been rumored.
Really cool guys. Fun.
Did you see Bono lay hands on any sick kids or that heal
did
anyone?
Did he make the lame walk or the blind did, see?
He, not that I saw, but I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Did you call Chris Martin a wanker?
He did not.
No. Okay. I'm taking a little static for the last email I read in the last hour.
You should. That was a crappy one.
And I stand by it.
It was terrible.
Two Bigots and Scary Spice was solid.
I think it ruined the whole thing now. How do we go back now?
I'd like to do another one just to see if you like this one better.
What if we don't, though? Then
I've got a stack literally of about 40 emails people have sent me.
But
this is
going to
happen
for
a long, long time.
You should read them on your podcast.
These are all very strong. This one comes from David Gonzalez in Chino. Thank you so much, David, for writing in. Hey, Ralph, I know you have the finger on the pulse of everything entertainment, but I think one event may have slipped right by you. As I was driving home today, I noticed a sign at the Honda Center for an upcoming event. When I got home, I searched for it, and sure enough, on the same night as April Foolishness at the Pond is Celebrities on Ice.
Yes.
The bill for this showstopper brings in such talent as Andy Dick, Kathy Griffin, Dustin Diamond, Tom Arnold, and Rosie O'Donnell. Headlining the star-studded affair, none other than Michael Chiklis, star of The Shield, Corbin Blue from the High School Musical, and singer-actress Cher. I have tickets for April Foolishness, but I think this show may pull in the crowd. For more info, you can Google Blue Chiklis and Cher on Ice.
I've got Blue Chiklis and Cher on Ice. I've got Blue Chiklis and Cher on Ice. I've got Blue Chiklis and Cher on Ice. I've got Blue Chiklis and Cher on Ice.
It's perfection.
Blue Chiklis and Cher on Ice.
Absolutely breathtaking.
Way better than last hour.
That was from David from Chino.
Not good enough to save the bit, but better than
last hour. Save the bit.
As electrifying as a hairdryer thrown into a hot tub, my friend.
Got material for weeks.
Yeah.
What more can you see?
Right. Today's celebrity birthday is Olivia Wilde, 25 years old today. Starring on House over there on the Fox. She's Carrie Underwood is also 26 years old today. Jerry Horton of Papa Roach turns 34. Timbaland is 37. John Hamm. Don Draper from Mad Men.
Yes.
38 years old. Jeff.
That's not human. And it is not. It is superhuman.
Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam is 46. Actor Sharon Stone turns 51. And actor Chuck Norris turns 69 years old today. But you know why he looks so good? He's got that closet gym thing he works out with.
He does
have
that.
Brinkley. Mm-hmm. That's why he looks so good.
Yeah.
Like Betamax. They do not make them like him anymore.
The good thing about you, Bean, is when you find new drops, you really don't just run them into the ground until everyone hates them 2 days after you've gotten them.
A gift from the gods.
You use them sparingly, and you just use it like spice. Like
says the guy who reads an email with a goddamn Eddie Money song each hour.
It's different every hour.
No, it isn't. It's the same.
In the sense that it's a different email every hour, it's not different.
Same song.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We're like living deja vu all over again.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You guys are with me that you never want to see a sad porn star, right?
That's correct.
I mean, no. You don't want to make a beautiful adult film actress cry, and that's unfortunately what is going on with Janine Linda Mulder, who joins us on the phone right now. The website is freejanine.com. We understand, Janine. Is this true that we're the last call you're making before you head to jail in Victorville? Is that right?
That is right. I saved the best for last.
Women's Federal Prison in Victorville is where you're headed this morning. What's going on, Janine? What happened? What went so horribly wrong?
Well, you know, I think it was just sloppy, lazy tax work on my part. I always thought I had more time to clean up my act. And unfortunately, the IRS got a real hot tip from a certain someone that led them to kind of do a little research on me. And after a 2-year investigation, they sentenced me to 6 months. And, you know, I'm going to do it. And if I can be the example to other actors and actresses in the adult business to, you know, not screw it up and pay closer attention to your taxes, then that's what I'll do.
Now, when you do the 6 months, does that wipe out your debt or do you still owe them?
Nope. Wow. I still owe the full, I think it's somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000.
Ouch.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. And I'm doing the 6 month. And then, you know, depending on how well I, you know, how well a model prisoner I am, that will determine if I have another 6 months in a halfway house. So I'm going to be on my best behavior and just do this time as gracefully as I can, and hopefully that'll be it.
Now
and then I can start working on my debt.
Now, on your website, you say you're going to keep up, you're going to blog from there.
Right.
How much time will you have with the computer? How does that work?
You know, I don't know if I'll have any time with the computer. It's going to go back to old school where I just write it.
Oh.
I'm just going to write it handwritten and then send it to the Earl Miller, who's doing the website for Janine.com, and he will then scan it and put it up, you know, in all its handwritten glory.
I gotcha.
And we're going to
okay.
do about this 4 times a week, and so everybody will know, you know, what my daily routine's like from other women there, from, you know, does sex go on, what's the food like, you know, what kind of job do I have, am I pulling weeds, am I in the cafeteria?
Let's go back to does sex happen, if you don't mind.
If ever there was somebody who's got the preparation to head into a women's prison, it's you, Janine.
Right. Oh, yeah. I got it covered.
Now, have you found out anything? I don't know how you would do this. Is there any way to research where you're going, who's there, any kind of information about that?
Well yeah, I'm actually going to Victorville, and as soon as we're done with this conversation here, we're hitting the road, and we're in Huntington Beach now, and we're going to just head off to Victorville. And all I know is that I'm going to, like, the least – I mean, I'm going in for a misdemeanor. What I have is a misdemeanor.
It is? They gave you 6 months for a misdemeanor?
For a misdemeanor, yeah. Tell me about it.
Huh.
Janine, I want to hear more about that. Were you doing your own taxes, or did you have an accountant who dropped the ball somewhere along the line?
I did have an accountant. I had an accountant that I got through one of the film companies that I was working with,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I can't fault him, you know, because if I don't give him everything he needs, he can't get the job done. But I think it was a combination that, you know, I just didn't care enough, or I didn't understand the severity of not doing it
right.
Properly. Like I said, I always thought that, well, if I screwed this up, I'll work extra hard this year and make up for it.
Yeah.
And
right.
I always thought I could catch up, and it, you know, it doesn't work that way. They come knocking at your door, literally.
Yeah.
But it does seem like, though, it does seem like the government never wants to put you in jail for something like this. It seems like, especially with the IRS, that they do make lots of overtures and they do offer lots of meetings where you have the opportunity to give your side of the story and to set up a payment plan or something.
I did completely disagree.
Really?
Completely, yeah. I think for most part they do. I think in this case, I think they also like publicity. I think they probably used this as,
sure.
you know, I am somebody known in the adult industry where that signal can be, you know, affect a lot of people. And I wasn't given the opportunity to
No kidding.
Repay
so
this.
So no pun intended, you think they had a hard on for you because you were well known.
I think my notoriety in the adult didn't hurt. I think they used it.
Let's make an example. Everybody else
in
that industry.
Yeah, make an example. Yeah.
We'll pay attention.
I'm not saying it's not my fault. I don't want to go in there, you know, pointing the blame. I screwed up, and you know, I will definitely admit that. But I think they were a tad bit harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You know, I wondered the same thing when Wesley Snipes got nailed a couple of years ago, remember, and they sent him away. I really wondered if, I mean, that was the lead story of every newscast. I wonder if every once in a while the IRS kind of likes to make the public wake up and pay attention and recognize that they're still there and you still have to pay your taxes.
Without a doubt.
No matter who you are.
That's what I was told. Without a doubt, I believe that. And it works. You know, it does put a little jolt of fear in people. And,
sure.
And, you know, Janine, it is what it is.
If you're just joining us, by the way, this is the voice of Janine Lindemolder on the phone, famous porn star. You've seen her on the cover of the Blink-182 Enema of the State album. You've seen her in, well, lots of mainstream and non-mainstream films throughout the years. Have you ever served any time in jail before?
I'd done like overnight for a little bit of possession way back when, and that was scary. I mean, I remember being in there alone on a stained mattress, and they shut that big metal door, and I cried like a little bitch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't, that wasn't fun. So 6 months, it's going to be, you know, some, I'm going to need to get used to it, but it'll be all right.
But at least they have good food.
But imagine, compared to most of the women at the Women's Federal Prison in Victorville, you're obviously going to be the hottest chick there. And when you show up, they're going to be so happy to see you.
I hope. I think I'm going to get a little bit of everything. I might get some, you know, ones that don't care, ones that might be a little jealous. I hope it's not. I hope we're, you know, all on the same page. We're all wearing khaki
right.
And no makeup, you know, hair's in a ponytail, so...
It's also not extreme prisoners either, right? I mean, it's not the extreme.
Oh no, I believe 70% of the women where I'm going are drug offenders, but most of us are moms, and you know, most of us are just missing our kids.
Of course,
and you know, we're just trying to do our little bit of time and get the hell out.
Get out.
Of there.
Yeah,
that's by the way, that's one of the first things I thought of, because I know you have a young child at home. I thought that's got to be the hardest thing in the world for a mom, to be going away for any length of time for any reason, particularly something like this where you're not going to really be able to have much contact.
That is, yeah. I've got two kids. I've got my 17-year-old son, and I've got my 5-year-old daughter. And yeah, that is without a doubt the worst part about it. And she's, my daughter's real clear of what's going on, and we've made certain arrangements. And she's going to have her own phone, and she has envelopes all ready to go. And we're going to color back and forth. And she was the cutest. She told me, "No, Mom, when they come and take you away, just hide." And I'm like, oh, baby, I wish I could.
Yeah.
You can't hide from the problem.
Well, I'm real sorry to hear about the situation. And like you said, you know, you're partially to blame as well. But I'd hate to think that they're signaling you out because of who you are. I mean, all I know is when George Bush was president, they weren't putting hot chicks like Janine in prison. There's something going on here with the chocolate Jesus that we got running things now. And I'm a little concerned with the direction we're headed here. Janine, the website is freejanine.com, and you'll be given updates from behind bars. And I hope we get a chance.
Now, and so I was getting a lot of, you know, questions. If are these new pictures, you know, because I had just turned 40. Is Janine still doing it?
Right.
Still look hot? And these are new pictures and new videos. We got a lot of new great stuff and some actual big surprises on there. And yeah, this goes to is supporting my family.
Okay.
And
let's talk to you when you get out, Janine, and see how it went. Okay.
Perfect.
That hopefully it'll be sooner. Are they telling you anything about less than 6 months, good behavior, anything like that?
They're saying every day of the 6 months.
Every day.
Wow. Right.
Well, we'll
I'll
talk
hang
to you.
Up and I'll come back in there, yeah.
All right.
Sounds good, Janine. Good luck to you, okay?
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Talk
now.
To you later. Bye.
Won't you let me know?
This is not going to be jarring to have Bobby Slayton coming out of that record.
Hey, Bobby Slayton, how you doing?
Hi, Bobby. Okay, guys, I'm doing great. First of all, you know, when Janine was on,
mm-hmm. Yes.
I had Alex send a little note to Kevin to make sure you told her I said hello, because she's an old friend of mine. And you know what? If I knew I could go to prison with her, I wouldn't pay my taxes for a year. But if Janine in prison, I'm buying that as soon as it comes out on Blu-ray. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't think she's... I'm guessing that she is not going to that kind of prison.
It didn't sound like sexy time in her voice, I'll tell you that. She wasn't excited about it.
Well, it's all girls. And, you know, I've seen her with women. And, if there's women like her there, it's not going to be full of, like, Ma Barker and Roseanne Barrs, you know, I think like you see in the movies. It's not like Martha Stewart will be in there in the kitchen. I think she's going to have some pretty hot chicks, like herself, other tax evaders and porno stars, and that sounds great.
I hope so.
It's amazing, though. She has a 17-year-old son, and then, you know, now the kid's old enough to know what she does. And have you seen any of her movies, by the way?
Me, personally, no.
Where the boys aren't?
Do you ever see any porno movies?
Mm-hmm.
But none of hers?
Sure. None of hers.
She's really, really hot, you know. Mm-hmm. She's I met her at the Porno Awards, you know, because I hosted those a few times, and it was just a lot of fun. See, my wife won't watch that kind of stuff. She's not really interested in any of that because it's degrading to women. I think we've got through this on the radio before.
Yeah.
She always tells me the porno's degrading to women. I tell her, you don't have to sell me on it. I'm in. Hey, folks, it's great. So we have a lot of catching up to do.
We do now. Are you finished in Vegas?
Yeah. Well, no. Am I finished in Vegas?
I know, are you washed up?
I'm washed up in Hollywood. I'm not finished in Vegas.
No, there's a big difference. I don't mean finished. I mean, are you done with your permanent run at Hooters?
Well, here's what happened. Okay, 2 years at Hooters. You guys all came to see me, except for one of you who never leaves his house at Gilligan's Island. Yeah. You know who that is. No names mentioned. It was a great run. It was 2 years at Hooters. You know, they built a little showroom for me right off the strip. And I did 500 shows. Sunday was the last show. Wow. And you want to tell me, in this economy, I mean, things are bad. I mean, yeah. I have to tell you guys, it's great you still have a job. But in fact, Adam Carolla's on Jimmy Kimmel's couch. I tried to reach him the other day. He's living over there in Jimmy's basement. But did your contract ending
have something to do with the economy, with Hooters having trouble
bringing people in or what? My contract is up. It's a two-year contract. It was up this past Sunday, and they could have picked it up. So I wasn't fired. I didn't quit. But the economy is doing really bad. I mean, you know, Vegas is doing terrible.
Yeah. The hookers
are doing two-for-ones. And it's not, just, it's not just Cirque du Soleil, but it's amazing how bad things are there. So here's the thing. So my contract ended, and it was enough. It was time to leave. So I'm going on the road for a couple of months. As a matter of fact, it's funny that I'm here. You're not doing any shows this weekend.
I almost forgot.
Brea at the Improv. The Brea Improv. My first time there in 3 years. So I'll be there Thursday through Sunday working out a lot of stuff for my new special and DVD, which I'm doing this summer. But we're not even talking about me.
Why are you here then?
Right, back to me. You're right. Okay. I lost focus for a second.
Right, so you were happy to leave Las Vegas. It was time to move on.
Well, that's not that, Bean. What it was is that I was time to leave. I was time to leave Hooters. I was spinning my wheels. The shows were fine. I wasn't getting anywhere. But then the Tropicana, which is next door, which is actually on the Strip, offered me a showroom. And they offered me a here's the difference, though. The one great deal I had in Vegas that nobody in Vegas has, and nobody has had since the days of the Rat Pack, pretty much, is no comedian I don't think he's ever had a salary. Everybody has to four-wall it. And for people who aren't in showbiz, that means you got to pay rent. You got to pay for the bartenders. You got to pay for your own advertising.
Oh, really?
My friend George Wallace pays thousands and thousands. I don't know, 10 to 20, 30,000 a month probably, just in advertising.
Really?
And he has union people. So anyway, between rent, it's a lot of money. You know, Rita Rudner does it. Panatella do it. Carrot Top does it. Louis Anderson.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
And then there's three-wall and two-wall deals where you pay for part of it. There's all different things you can work out. So the Tropicana came along and said, you want to work here, but it's a four-wall deal. So I had to take a partner, and we're going to put on some other shows. And it's kind of scary. Considering today in Vegas, without a white tiger or a puppet, you're screwed. And I don't have a puppet or a tiger. Yeah. And I don't do impressions, and I can't pull rabbits out of my butt, and I can't read your minds, and I can't hypnotize anybody. And I don't have midgets on bicycles from Canada dancing with Beatles songs. I mean, I don't have a lot of...
You can get that, though. You can get midgets.
But one thing at a time. Okay. You know, I'm allergic to cats, and I hate puppets. I have a phobia. But anyway, so I'm going to do that. So starting at the end of April, I'm at the Tropicana, which is kind of cool. You know, it's a nice little change.
That's a nice break.
Now, is this because you're just tired of being on the road? Because let's face it, you're 80 now, and the last thing you want to do is be doing one-nighters all over America.
That's 80 in dog years. You know what? I wasn't doing one-nighters. I was playing clubs. Like, for example, this week, it's not a one-nighter. It's Brea Thursday through Sunday at the Improv. It's a lovely club.
Wait, you're playing this weekend?
Yeah, it starts Thursday. Huh. And then I'm going on the road. I'm going to Cleveland. And here's what's funny. I'm going to Cleveland. My wife says to me, oh, can I go with you? I've always wanted to go to Cleveland. What? I've never heard anybody say that.
Those words have never been said.
Except unless you're from Youngstown or Akron, maybe. Wow, or Stupidville. Right. Hey, let's go to Cleveland. Big time, big city. But why my wife would want to go from L.A.? I said, you want to go to Boston? She goes, I've been to Boston. I'm going to Seattle and Chicago. She's been there. She wants to go to Cleveland. That's like somebody in Vegas going, hey, let's go to Laughlin. You know,
that's right. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
But you're
going to
take her, right?
It'll be a beautiful second honeymoon. Yeah, a second honeymoon.
I can't believe you're still married.
No, when you walked in, that's the first thing Lisa said is, well, now that you're back home and not in Vegas most of the week, clearly your wife is going to be tired of you in a hurry, right?
Well, I got home Sunday. Today's Tuesday. And yeah, the strain. I can feel the strain.
Sure.
I can feel too much. Well, you know, but that's why my marriage has been so great over the years is that I'm in Vegas all the time and she's been home. What makes it really difficult now is my daughter's 20 years old. So what happens now with my daughter, like I'm going to Washington, D.C. to play a club. And right. my daughter wants to go with me. And it got to the point where when she's 20 years old, she's tall, she's beautiful. You know, you can't have that daddy. You know, people look at me, and maybe this is just my paranoia.
Oh, but no, they look at you that way.
They do look at me that way. You know, I'm on an airplane, and, you know, would your daughter like something? Yeah, that is my daughter. And then, is that your niece? No, it's my daughter. Okay.
Oh, it's your daughter in quotations.
Well, that's why it sucks when my daughter comes to Vegas, because I know people are looking at me. And it's actually happened to me. Hey, Bobby, hey, I thought you were married. It's my daughter. And so people think I'm with some stripper or right. hooker.
You're married to your daughter?
You know, well, that's what makes it really creepy. Because yeah. what happens if I'm with my wife and my daughter, then people look at me and go, God, he's with a hooker and the hooker's mom. What are you doing? So the whole situation is just creepy. No matter how you look at it, you know, it just doesn't work out well at all. Not whatsoever.
All right. We have to take a break. Bobby Slayton is the Pitbull of comedy. He is back in town. Your first time in 3 years to see him at the Bray Improv. It's going to be Thursday through Sunday. That's March 12th through the 15th. Go to improv.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, Bobby, we want to hear about your Mississippi vacation.
Oh, yeah. I just want to make sure I was coming back because that Reaper guy got a couple of segments. If the Reaper guy can get it, I can get it.
Is that how you figure it?
No, we're going to play too. We'll be back with more with Bobby Slayton right after this on K-Rock. He is too modest to mention it himself, so I'll do it. Bobby Slayton is going to be appearing at the Brea Improv Tuesday through Sunday. Go to improv.com. First time on stage in 3 years. So, Bobby.
You're wrong. It's Thursday.
Yeah, he said
Sunday.
Sorry.
He said Thursday. First of all, I'm really embarrassed.
Well, it's March 12th through the 15th is all it says here. So yes. I was trying to do the days in my head, and I blew it. I'm
sorry. Don't do that. But, you know, I'm embarrassed now because I'm a professional entertainer, and Alex came running in and said in the last segment, I was popping my peas.
You were a little bit because the microphone's a little touchy.
Well, you had to put that condom, microphone condom. What's it called?
It's a windscreen.
A windscreen
and
on here.
I cannot guarantee the cleanliness of that.
It doesn't matter.
Right. It would if you knew.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Yeah. But you don't know won't hurt you. But anyway, I realize that now I have to do everything I said all over again because... No, let's review everything. I'll be at the Bray Improv.
You're reviewing what we just said 30 seconds ago?
Yeah, I just said that again. And, you know, I'm out of Vegas now, and it was great to be at Hooters for 2 years. I'm moving over
got
to
all
Tropicana.
Heard all that.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, and then we talked about my marriage mm-hmm. and how great that was. You know, and then, you know, my wife says to me the other day, so are you sad you're leaving Hooters? Are you sad you're leaving Vegas? You know... Again, I'm married, and I'm home 2 days out of the week. I mean, how can it be sad to leave a place where I get free booze, free chicken wings, a free suite, and the women there are the loosest slots in Vegas? So, I mean, how can I not want to stay in a place like that?
Is that what you said to her?
No, I'm saying it to you.
I'm sure you did.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm sure you did. You're smarter than that. Yeah.
You know, the things I said to my wife. Well, you know, but then again, let me tell you something, though. A lot of times... You know, people ask me where I get my material. And, you know, women, you're just such insane, delusional lunatics. And then, and I mean that in the nicest way.
Sure.
I mean, that's what you
oh,
care.
Oh, we're not offended.
How could anyone take it otherwise?
No.
No, you're married. You know what it's like.
Lisa walked out during the commercials and Bobby said, and stay out.
Yeah. And she loves that. She comes back for more.
She does love it.
But, okay, my wife is always trying to make things more romantic at home. And she's always like, and, you know, she reads these books and a friend, you know, she wants to have, like, when I'm home, we should have a date night. When we just go out and have a date.
Does your wife know who she's married to?
Well, yeah.
She's trying to change it. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, when she married me, she knew what she was getting. I mean, the pit bull of comedy thing. So she kind of knows. And then every time she's fed up with me, then her friends go, oh, you know, we saw your husband last night. He's so funny. And, you know, Robin Williams showed up. And this celebrity, my wife forgets she's married to a giant superstar.
Yeah, she does forget that sometimes,
with a lot
sure.
of money. And that's pretty much what it, you know.
It doesn't hurt, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Now, what happened on your vacation? You were supposed to go to the Caribbean?
Okay, I'm going to stick up for my wife for a minute, okay? Because right. I was telling you this before. I haven't seen you guys for a while. All right, so as much fun as I make fun of my wife, we haven't had a vacation in 2 years. And I said, you know, I want to go to the Caribbean. I want to stay in the Caribbean. I don't mean some big island with gambling and cruise ships and kids and honeymooners from New Jersey. I want a nice, so we find this nice, quiet little island, really romantic spot. And at the last minute, I said, listen, I got to go to New Orleans. There's a theater down there that wants to do a cable special with me, and I really should go down and see it. It's a Hard Rock, actually, in Biloxi, you know. So I said, yeah, because, you know, when you think of Bobby Slayton, Biloxi, Mississippi, those are my peeps.
Jumps right to mine.
So I said, Mark, as long as I'm going down there, we're by New Orleans, and maybe instead of going to the Caribbean, I should go to New Orleans. She said, well, we've been there. And I said, why don't we get in the car and drive up Highway 61, which, if anybody knows anything about the blues, you know, go to Clarksdale, Mississippi, where Morgan Freeman has a restaurant. It's a birthplace of the blues, you know, Sun House and Muddy Waters, all the kind of stuff you play on this station.
Yeah, sure.
And so she said, sure, I'd love to do that. I'd much rather go there than go to the Caribbean. So it was this, you know, this one little ray of light in this marriage where I go, I can't believe my wife's going for
it. So she enjoyed it and you enjoyed it?
Not only that, but get a load of this. Here's the best part, and I don't know how I get away with this. My wife comes up with a brilliant idea. She goes, why don't we do this? Why don't we drive through Mississippi? We'll go to small towns. We'll see if there's any juke joints left. You know, these old guys play the blues in the 40s and 50s, which are pretty much gone. But she goes, we'll go to blues places, and we'll do a little show. You know, I know how much you like to go out to eat. We'll find out-of-the-way barbecue places, which my wife hates. Mm-hmm. And she goes, then we'll go to blues clubs. And I'm going, I can't believe this is my wife talking.
I have bad news for you. Your wife is having an affair, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know what? You want to know something? Adam Carolla said that when he was still on the air. He said she's having an affair, or when you get back, your marriage will be over, because I can't believe she's doing this. So I said, well, honey, if we do that, we have to take a cameraman. So one of my best friends, I bought a camera. I said, will you shoot this? So I had somebody to talk to on the trip. So I brought a friend of mine. Unfortunately, he wouldn't sleep with my wife. I just showed up with him.
But you invited him, though.
It was almost perfect. So my friend came along. When my wife got sick of barbecue, we said, hey, we got to keep eating barbecue. You know, we have to do this for the documentary. Anyway, the thing came out so badly because the guy didn't know what he was doing. I didn't put a windscreen on the microphone. I was popping the whole time.
Son of a bitch.
It was a nightmare. But we had a great time.
That actually sounds like a pretty great vacation.
That was pretty cool. That was really cool.
Wow.
Especially the part that you spent all the time on about how you filmed it and it sucked. Especially that part. That was the best part. I do love that part of the country, by the way. It is a lot of fun.
You know, a lot of people don't know that, but I thought it would be – it was depressing. I mean, you go to Clarksdale, Mississippi, and you know all those blues movies, everybody –
they're singing the blues, dude.
It's sort of this ground zero.
They're not singing the happies.
Yeah. But here's the thing also. What happens is with the economy – well, first of all these old blues guys are dead. The ones that are still working are either waiters or they're driving trucks, and these people aren't making a living doing this anymore. Or the big guys are out of town. They're not playing the small clubs anymore. It was a week or two before Christmas, so there was nobody there.
That does sound good.
Oh, here's the best part. B.B. King. I forgot the name of the city, but in Mississippi, they have a B.B. King Museum where he was born. So we said, we have to go to this museum, and it's also one of the birthplaces of the blues. And there's a club there called Club Ebony, and it's been around since the 1940s. And the woman who owns it is still there, and it's in a very depressed part of town. It says in the books, you know, white people, if you want to go on a Sunday, it's the best time to go because sometimes they let you in. I go, this is we went on a Saturday. I go, this is the kind of place I want.
Yes.
So we go to eat some barbecue. It's like a rainy Saturday, and it's really cold. There's nobody around, and we find this club. B.B. King actually put some money into it. We go there. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They're doing an early show. It's like 4 black guys. They're drunk. There are people smoking. And it seems like this old juke joint. And all of a sudden, the band is a bunch of white 18-year-old college kids from Delaware. That was a big blues band that we went to see. It was awful. I mean, they were good.
They're doing covers?
I feel like this is happy days. I feel like I'm in a school mixer here. I go to the deepest part of the South you could possibly go to, in the worst neighborhood, in the blackest of black clubs, and there's college kids, 18, who will learn how to play, Born to be Bad or something. That's awful.
Excellent.
Well, God, I have so many great stories.
That's not bad, actually.
You can tell some of them.
This was a...
You showed me up for a whole morning sometime.
This was a positive story that you enjoyed and your wife enjoyed. Yeah. This may be a first.
We've never heard that story.
This is a first,
a story
isn't
like
it?
That before from Bobby.
Well,
never.
Let me tell you why. Because I came in this morning a little cranky because it's interesting. I got to go to the doctor right after this. About every 6 months, I have a checkup. And he's in Santa Monica. I live in the Valley. I like to kind of coordinate it when I do Kevin and Bean. If I'm going to come over the hill to do Kevin and Bean, I don't want to have to make a separate trip to the doctor. So anyway, I wake up this morning. I have a sinus infection yesterday. I get some antibiotics. He tells me this morning, don't drink any coffee. Don't have any breakfast before you come in. And I wake up this morning, and I just called the doctor before I came in. Emergency call. I couldn't swallow. I got a headache. He goes, that's the antibiotics. He goes, did you read the package?
What?
So I read, on the antibiotics, it says, might have trouble swallowing, might give you headaches. I'm turning into my wife, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there, Vegas. Welcome back to Vegas. We need some good outro music the next time I come. We need rim shots and outro music.
You have some kind of, I don't know, some kind of, here it is. Yeah, maybe the... That's not it. Some kind of
I don't think that's
clown
I was funnier than Janine and the Reaper guy put together.
Bobby is going to be at the Brea Improv. Let me see. Today's the 10th, right?
So then they learn Thursday.
Thursday the 12th through Sunday the 15th, 120 South Brea Boulevard, downtown Brea. Go to improv.com. Get tickets for the first time in 3 years at the Improv, the return of Bobby Slayton to Southern California.
One more thing. Janine, if you're listening, I will come to jail. I will visit you. I'll have a cake with a hacksaw and some lubrication and a condom.
We'll pass.
Hey!
not a hey at all.
It's also not a ha-ha. It's a feels good.
Feels good.
Yeah, okay.
8:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks again to our guest, Tyler Labine. Don't forget Reaper tonight on the CW at 8. And thanks to Bobby Slayton, Brea Improv this week. Go to improv.com. By the way, tomorrow, our friend Frank Shamrock is going to be here from the MMA. Ken. And also, we'll talk to Tom Green, perhaps the least annoying of the Celebrity Apprentices. Still annoying, not as annoying as some of the other people that are on the Donald Trump show.
Not have seen last week's episode.
He was pretty damn annoying.
Everyone hated him.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And that's saying something for that cast.
Scott Hamilton, who seems like he doesn't hate anybody, hated him.
Wow.
It does seem like they cast, I mean, I guess you're limited to the celebrities you can get on a show like that, but it does seem like they're looking for freaks when they start putting Joan Rivers and Andrew Dice Clay and people like that on a show, right?
Yes. Think they're limited for celebrities to choose from?
I do.
When they're pulling from the female golf champion and they slap her on the show as if anyone knows who she is?
Well, there is that. But she's kind of cute, right? The golfer?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
She's kind of cute.
Yeah. Last week's episode, for those of you who didn't see. Which way is this, Mike? I can't see anything with
take
this.
Take it off.
There we go. Last week's episode was they had to come up with a comic book superhero character to promote Zappos.com, the clothing retailer, online clothing retailer. And so they have this opportunity to dress up someone in this costume that they make for the superhero.
Right.
And they've got Brandy Roderick.
Ooh.
Or Blandy Roderick, as I like to call it.
Right.
And former Playmate of the Year. And then they've got pseudo-lesbian golf champ.
Right.
Female golf champ.
Mm-hmm.
They dress up the golf champ in the spandex outfit.
No, they didn't.
As opposed to Brandy Roderick.
Mm.
What are they thinking?
Wow. Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Might as well dress up Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, that's Celebrity Apprentice on NBC, and we'll talk to Tom Green tomorrow.
Somebody's at the door.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Britney Spears continues her circus tour across these great United States. She's 2 for 2. The first show, which was in Tampa, Florida, she showed the crowd her vajayjay and then talked about it openly on her head mic as she was making another costume change, complaining, "My P word was hanging out."
So that everyone in the arena could hear it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And little girls love that at a concert.
They do.
In Atlanta, the second performance of the tour, Britney's breast fell out of her top while she was dancing.
Who's stressing her?
So we got some nip.
Hi.
And so far, 2 for 2. I'm just saying, get your tickets now.
No kidding.
Because at this rate, you will get a colonoscopy, I think, with your ticket up on the big screen.
Well, that's not good.
At the Staples Center. You will see a camera go through her colon. That's what I'm suggesting as we get further along in the tour.
That is not sexy.
It does seem like at her level of entertaining, there is a professional whose job it is to provide appropriate clothes for the type of work she's going to be doing on stage.
It would seem so, wouldn't it? Donald Trump is weighing in. Speaking of Celebrity Apprentice, he's weighing on the Chris Brown Rihanna situation.
Oh, good.
Finally, we've got his take.
Yeah. Now we can move on.
Apparently, Inside Edition asked the Donald what he thought about the relationship, and he responded, and I quote, "She better get the hell out. If she goes back, she's a loser, and she doesn't deserve to have any future success."
Wow.
That's
damning her to hell.
Yes. Even her career must suffer.
Wait, she can't have a hit record if she's with Chris Brown?
No. Loser. She's fired.
Wow.
Yeah, it's NBC, Celebrity Apprentice. Who gave whoever the chimes, by the way? Yeah. He doesn't need those. No.
I love the chimes.
Yeah. You don't need those.
They're not for you.
They're not for you. Kevin Smith is directing a new feature film starring Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan, a cop comedy that was to be called A Couple of Dicks. Then it was reported the name had been changed to A Couple of Cops.
That's not at all the same.
By a seemingly nervous corporate film studio.
Sure.
But the good news is today they have announced that they are going back to the original title of the script, which is, in fact, A Couple of Dicks. And so we will we'll get it in all its dickish glory.
Dick?
Which I'm glad to hear. I bet Kevin Smith had something to say about that.
Sure.
I'm sure.
And by the way, Lisa, you'll be fascinated to know this. I was talking to the screenwriters who wrote this script the other day. And it's the same guys who created that series we loved on FX called Lucky. Remember that with John Corbett?
Oh,
we played the addicted gambler in Vegas.
That was such a good show.
What are you people talking about?
I completely forgot about that show.
Never mind. I was talking to Lisa and the listeners.
That's exciting news.
Just more than one of us tuned out.
Being seriously.
Was it me that time?
And speaking of Britney Spears, as we were just moments ago, you'll be interested to know that three of her dancers have been fired from her tour. Apparently, RadarOnline.com says they failed mandatory drug tests and were given the boot. People surrounding Britney are trying to keep her on the straight and narrow and the clean and sober these days, and so anyone involved in drugs on the tour is subject to immediate dismissal.
Wow.
So they're, bullshit, man.
They're slapping people with drug tests now. Huh. You spend your whole life trying to get into a big, you know, rock and roll tour show. You want to live life on the road with sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and you end up on this thing, and you're getting drug tested. I mean, I have to spend my time with Britney Spears sober? I think not. You're probably happy to leave.
Yeah.
If I had to work with Britney Spears, I would be loaded.
You'd have to be.
Loaded. Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Olivia Wilde, she's on that House program on Fox. She's here's the thing. Beautiful, and I never realized until she got on House, excellent actress.
Yeah, she's good.
Because my only exposure to her prior to that was on the OC.
Doesn't require fantastic
a lot of acting, apparently.
Right. She was great on the OC, too, by
the way.
Hard
to get that dialogue out and make an impression, I guess is what I'm saying. But on House, very, very talented.
Yeah. She, on the OC, by the way, she was a lesbian who had a brief love affair with Mish Martin's character.
I remember. Yeah. I remember saying, you should stay here at the Crab Shack or whatever the hell she was working.
It was the Crab Shack.
Where are you going? Are you going to see him? Well, you should stay here with me. I thought we were together. It's like, oh, man.
She was awful
this
on
girl's
that show.
Not, this girl's not a good actress. Yeah, she's on House, blowing me away. Mm-hmm. Oh. Carrie Underwood from American Idol is 26 years old today. Jerry Horton from Papa Roach turns 34. Timbaland is 43 years old today. Nope, he's 37. I don't know where I got that 43. Just making up numbers now. Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam turns 46. Sharon Stone's 51. Chuck Norris turns 69 years old today. Someone wrote me an email, said that the boogeyman checks under his bed for Chuck Norris at night. That's how scary Chuck Norris is.
Wow. If there were an email going around with a bunch of Chuck Norris jokes, I think Kevin has not yet seen
I've seen that.
Bean was the one said forwarded. He was looking for it, right?
Bean
at
Bean.com.
Bean at Bean.com. He hasn't seen that
but
yet.
But Kevin told me he's missed some of them. If you could forward them to him, he'd like to read them.
And John Hamm, my personal Lord and Savior, plays Don Draper over there on Mad Men. When's that show coming back, by the way?
I don't know, he's been on 30 Rock, which is awesome.
He's been great on 30 Rock. And he was good on Saturday Night Live, believe it or not. The guy's very talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is totally gay.
Yeah, he is not. He's a good-looking, masculine, heterosexual man, and
he
I love
he's
him.
He's a manly man.
I love him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Speaking of great concerts, by the way, this year, and it looks like a terrific year for K-Rock music in Southern California. You know the Killers are playing night two of Coachella.
Sure.
You know who's not appearing before the Killers on stage as previously planned at Coachella this year?
Amy Winehouse. Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to point out that when the day the lineup was announced, I said at the time, don't count on Amy Winehouse being there because there is a 1 in a million chance that she'll show for some reason, and that is what is exactly has come to pass.
I think she'll still make it, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
I do. Yes. I have confidence.
Bad confidence. Well, she's got legal trouble, if you haven't heard. She is not allowed to leave England. So we thought we got a good relationship with Ms. Winehouse. Let's find out what the latest is on her sad story. And Amy joins us on the phone from London right now. Hey, Amy.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I know I sound like a man, but I'm still Amy Winehouse.
Hey, we were looking for Amy Winehouse.
I think Amy was trying to pre-up
ask
that question, Kevin.
Okay.
Right, exactly. So, Amy, that's still the case. You're not allowed to travel because you've got some legal trouble at home, right?
Yeah, it's not my fault, by the way. You have to blame the United States of America. It won't let me in, give me a visa because I assaulted somebody.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was England that wouldn't let you go because they're afraid you won't come back for court.
No, they won't let U.S. visa. They won't give me one in time to get to Coachella.
What are they thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if I were you, I'd have an uprising against your government and take over. Revolution. Revolution. Up with people.
Well, we may have a revolution, but this is pretty far down on the list of things that people are pissed about these days. But what happened with this woman that you apparently poked in the eye? What was the story there, Amy?
I poked her in the eye.
Right, but why and under what circumstances?
She was giving me the eye.
What does that mean?
I don't like it when someone gives me the eye.
She was looking at you funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you tried to be all funny with her eyes. Looking
right?
At me with her eyes all open. Looking at me.
I heard she was just trying to get a picture with you. That's all it was. You poked her in the eye to get her away from you.
How dare she try to get a picture of me while she's giving me the eye?
Well, it sounded like she was a fan to us, and you just poked her right in the eye. I don't even understand that.
Well, she shouldn't have been looking at me with her eyes, all looking
okay.
With her eyes, using her eyes.
Well, how is she supposed to look at you?
other, using another organ of some kind, but not the eyes. I hate when the eyes are given to me.
All right.
Your eyes, her irises all change in size to let in differing amounts of light, which go on the back of her retina and register and go through the retinal nerve and register on her brain as some sort of image.
Wow.
Yeah, that is
I don't like that. I don't like that process. Hey, walk it, will you?
Well, who are you yelling at, Amy?
I'm learning how to drive.
Oh, no. We heard that report this morning.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I would just drive to Coachella if they don't let me fly in to the United States. I'm just going to drive there.
We were hoping that rumor wasn't true. That
if I leave now, I'll probably be there in time.
You can't drive from England to
America. Why not? Oh, now you don't want me to be able to drive.
Well, no. I'm just saying there's
no
road.
I got rights.
Right, but there's an ocean between your country and ours. You can't drive on an ocean,
Amy. I
don't
think we're that far apart. I think we're a lot closer than people believe. I think we have a lot in common, okay, Americans should, and the Brits.
You should drive then. That's,
that's what I'm saying.
That's a good call.
Amy. Oh! Whoa! Careful. What happened?
That old lady was giving me the eye.
Why is that song so good, by the way?
I don't know, but it is.
Yeah.
I hear you were partying with Bono and the boys last night. True or false?
Well, I wasn't. Yeah. But no. I mean, they were in the same room I was in. I wouldn't say that I was partying with them. Cat, however, Cat Corbett was.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was trying.
They were passing her around?
I was, I was trying to block her from grabbing Bono's ass most of the night.
Oh,
so
I see.
You can see how that went. But wow. They were doing a one-hour radio show. They did it at Capitol Records, and the whole band was there. And I'll tell you, those guys could not be nicer.
Wow.
They're such huge stars, and somehow when you're talking to them, in the few seconds you get, they make you feel like you're the most important person in the room. And I don't know how they do that, but
that's awesome.
But they really do, and it's really nutty. They were talking about how they're going to tour this summer through the big stadiums, and you know they're not probably going to be able to do it over Christmas or winter because of the weather. So
right.
They'll do two summers in a row. Or
and
something.
God forbid they play a place that holds less than 90,000 people, right?
Yeah. And well, the ticket prices, they were saying, were going to be like $30 to try
kidding.
And let as many people in as they can. And the people up front, he said they were going to charge a great amount of money to pay for it. But those
that's
people
awesome.
Can afford it. So.
Hey, anytime you get a chance to talk to Bono before he becomes Pope and then he gets cut off from the media,
that's
I mean,
true.
You're lucky. You're lucky when you get a chance to meet him. All right, it's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde on the world-famous K-Rock. It is Tuesday afternoon. Time to check in with the Kevin and Bean Afro line. This is a number that we set up many years ago. It's an answering machine here at K-Rock that you call 24 hours a day at 323-520-AFRO. You can leave a comment on any topic on your mind.
I love, 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 love the Beyonce song, Single Ladies, because it's not repetitious at all.
Yeah.
Pretty much just goes on like this for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, okay. It's a little repetition. Sorry, fine.
Okay, I'm confused. Is it all the single ladies or all the single ladies? I don't get it.
Well, listen to the song a few more times.
Yeah.
You'll pick it up.
Not clear, I'll tell you that. You sure don't have any idea when you listen to it. We've been... When did we start doing the Thriller music, Bean? When we started... Somebody started talking about their website.
Yeah?
Was it
I think it was the guy who was trying to organize the Thriller dance-off.
It was Madrew McCabe, McCaleb, or whatever his name was, that was trying to start Thrill the World.
So he kept giving out the address, and I would play the Thriller music over it. And now, anytime anybody mentions, you know, a web address,
website,
we play that music. This listener might be getting a little tired of it.
All right, I got it for you. Instead of thrilling people with their websites so we don't have to hear it, that's kind of getting old, I think you should single ladies them.
I like that. She's got it right there at her fingertips.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's strong. Lisa May celebrates a special week in March each year.
Yeah.
I forgot that was coming up. Thank God for this listener.
Lisa May, it's March. Isn't Butthole Week coming up? Might as well start training now. If you need anybody to spot for you, give me a call.
Do you need a spotter?
Dude.
How does that work exactly?
Well, and I'm lifting the heavyweights with my, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
But you don't compete. You don't compete anymore, right?
I
aren't
don't.
You just
but let me
you're
say
like an
this.
Advisor now to other the younger competitors,
I'm
right?
I'm a judge. And
you're
I
a judge.
Train
a judge.
On
okay.
the side. But listen, I don't just start training now. I train all year.
All year.
This isn't
sure
something
you
where you just, you know, at the last minute whip yourself into shape.
I hear you.
That's what
I hear
I'm
you.
Saying.
Bean loves numbers. He's obsessive that way. He's like Rain Man.
Yeah.
He was talking about Pi Day, which I guess is when? Saturday?
March 14th. March 14th is Pi Day. And then, of course, Square Root Day, I think we just passed this too. That was March 3rd.
Hey, Bean, what's the square root of idiot asshole? Anybody want to hazard a guess?
You're going to come at me like that.
Nice.
A suggestion for the recently the announcement where we said that Amy Winehouse was not going to be at Coachella.
Oh.
Hey,
Kevin and Bean, if Amy Winehouse doesn't show up to Coachella, you should have big blue flaming ultraviolet display.
Oh, they're good. Maybe you've seen them in the Watchmen movies.
They are good. Very, very good. This girl is... I'm not. This wasn't you, was it, Lisa?
What?
Alita Loresca?
Oh, no.
Because it sounded a little bit
I
like...
I didn't call in.
She's a weathercaster that Bean is obsessed with on Channel
4.
Okay.
And this person is just calling to burn us.
Hey, Kevin Bean. I am currently having lunch at T. Phillips with Alita Loresca. She is showing arm and a little bit of cleavage. Sorry you missed it. Bye.
It's not fair that you get to see her in person and I don't.
Yes, it's not only fair, but advisable.
I think legal.
Please!
It's not legal for you to sit with her.
King of Mexico is going to follow the No Doubt Paramore tour. He has informed us that he's going to go to every stop of their tour, and this person is maybe a little bit disturbed by that.
King of Mexico's gay. Wants to go see No Doubt on Paramore. That's just girly music. That makes him gay. And even though he might have missed Double D, that was just a test to see if he likes it. He did, so that makes him gay. He's G-A-Y, a fruit cup, tube steak eater.
I think we got it. Yeah.
Oh, when Dave steals Gwen away from Gavin, let's see who's laughing then.
And the creepy award of the day.
Yes?
Goes to this dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm myself here, Miss Cleo, talking about the fear.
Okay, the other day, Miss Cleo was telling us a story about the fear, which is something that you don't have any control over, and we can't talk about on the radio. But she got pulled over by the police, and they let her go because of it. So she was telling that story, and this guy was enjoying it a little too much.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hope my Christian wife doesn't find out about this.
God.
So then some time goes by, about an hour, and that dude calls back.
Yeah.
The creepy listener of the day.
Oh, yeah, I'm still myself to Miss Cleo. Oh, yeah, she's taking the fat right in front of me.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
What?
Here comes Lisa May.
What?
He's done now, right?
I believe
no,
so.
No, he's still doing that.
I don't think he'll ever be done doing that.
Tuesday afternoon, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What are you talking about?
Very interesting news coming out about Chris Brown and Rhiannon. Or Rihanna.
Either one.
Yeah. One is a Stevie Nicks song. The other one is a Girl Sings Umbrellas. We now know who the mystery woman is.
Oh, the one who texted him to start the whole thing.
Yes. There was a three-page text message that came across on Chris Brown's cell phone the night he allegedly beat Rihanna because she reacted poorly to the fact that the woman in question was asking to hook up with Chris later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know who it is.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Tina Davis, who is Chris Brown's, wait for it, manager.
What? Alleged.
Tina Davis is 40 and was rumored to have a sexual relationship with Chris Brown as far back as when he was 16 years old and she was managing him.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's management right there. I need a manager.
Manage my
can't say that, Ralph.
That's what she was managing.
Right, but you can't say it that way.
Oh, sorry. Now, they denied it at the time that they had a sexual relationship.
Of course they did.
Because he was
16. Illegal.
Sure.
However, the detective's affidavit in the case, referring to the text message and its author, says that the text was from a woman who Brown had a previous sexual relationship with.
Okay.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Could be her, could be any number of people, right? Or
well,
did they
no,
know?
We know who it's from.
Okay.
And in combination with the fact that someone said they had a prior sexual relationship, either means that thing when she was so and he was 16 was true, or they've had one more recently since he's been of legal age. So
why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Regardless, Rihanna did not take it well, and then we all know what happened after that, allegedly.
I would also like to add that if you have three pages worth of things, of messages to get to your man, just call him on the phone. That's too much texting.
Yeah, who's texting three pages worth? Your thumbs must be sore after that. First, after giving the thumb.
Yeah!
Stop. You know what I'm saying?
Chocolate thumb, chocolate thumb.
You always have to take one step too far.
Yep. Yes, he does.
Why?
Interesting story also, in a related story, Nickelodeon is doing their Kid Choice Awards this year.
Right.
And they have decided to not remove Chris Brown's name from the Kid Choice Awards nominations.
Really?
It's bullshit, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Us Magazine story says that Chris was, in fact, lobbying for votes on his MySpace page the day he was charged, allegedly, with beating up Rihanna, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And they were petitioned to remove his name from the voting, but Nickelodeon has said no.
Because it hasn't been proven yet.
Chris Brown was nominated by kids several months ago based on his work as a performer, and the kids who, and it's the kids who will vote who will ultimately decide who wins in that category.
Okay. Okay.
So they don't think this, this allegation has anything to do with his popularity with children.
Yeah, it sounds like even if he were convicted, they wouldn't remove his name.
Find out
the way that they're saying
it's about his work, Lisa.
Yeah.
However, he is up for best backhand this year, and I think he's got an excellent shot. Because I've seen it in Wacko. Whammo.
He plays tennis a lot?
Boffo.
Did you just say boffo?
It's Tuesday. You know what that means.
Sex.
No. New DVDs and CDs are in stores today. Here's what's available if you'd like to pick it up. All I Ever Wanted by Kelly Clarkson. By the way, new idol tonight. Speaking of Kelly Clarkson.
Hey, great.
Tonight's the night. The final 13 begin their their climb up Mount Famous, baby.
I sure hope. Peter and Linda and Larry.
No, there's no none of those
Naked.
People.
None
of those
upset.
Names belong to any of the 13. Oh. Now, here's the best part.
Don't watch that show.
They are choosing from the Michael Jackson song catalog tonight.
Oh.
So we're going to get a lot of bad Michael Jackson songs.
Wow.
Fantastic.
It's going to be great.
By the way, Kelly Clarkson, special guest on tonight's show. He's actually going to be performing on the show, as is Kanye West, both musical guests on tonight's
show.
Stop
making those noises.
It just gets better.
It's a terrible show.
Will you make me feel? That's what I would sing if I was in the top 13. Taylor Hicks, also former idol. He's got a new CD today as well called The Distance.
Nope.
Scream by Kiss. Nope. Chris Cornell would be better.
Chris Cornell?
Chris Cornell. Scream by Chris Cornell.
Man who recorded a Michael Jackson song, if you recall.
Oh, it all comes together. Someone good produced this album, and I can't remember who it was.
Timbaland.
That's right, Timbaland's working with him on this. Should be interesting.
A strange mixture.
Not Without a Fight by Newfound Glory, also on CD today. DVDs, Role Models is out on DVD.
Funny.
You can pick up. Milk, one of my favorite movies last year. Really, really excellent, excellent film. Pinocchio, the 70th anniversary of Pinocchio. Available on DVD. The
You're
special
lying.
Remastered edition. 70 years ago that movie came out. Little Jiminy Cricket. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
When you wish upon a star.
Not my cup of tea.
Rachel Getting Married comes out today. Transporter 3 and Cadillac Records with Adrian Brody. Also available. Today's celebrity birthday is Olivia Wilde from House. 25 years old today. Carrie Underwood. Another American Idol winner.
Yep.
26 years old today. Jerry Horton of Papa Roach is 34. Timbaland, as we mentioned. Is working with Chris Cornell on his new CD, Scream. He is 37. John Hamm of Mad Men is 38. Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam turns 46. Sharon Stone is 51. And actor Chuck Norris turns 69 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.